If you don't like what we tell you to
youth
believe in,
nation?
We'll kill you.
Rightstuff.biz.
Sorry, I'm supposed to start the show, but I'm just basking in the glow of the offline argument I just won. You had me start the show.
What?
You surrendered. That means I won.
Okay.
You got tired of talking to me. Not even talking to you.
No.
I wasn't arguing with you.
Oh, wait, remember when you said to me...
Now we're going to talk about what I want to talk about.
Wait, no, hold on a second. Hold on one second. Remember when you said to me,
it's not that you win arguments,
it's that you tire everybody out. That's what you just did. That's what you just did. You learned it from me, at least. At least you learned it from the best.
That's how you win endurance races, yeah.
At least you learned it from the best.
Just keep talking until they don't listen to your voice anymore. Then you win.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then you win.
If only it was that easy. I could win everything.
If only we could do that, like, you know, like go to Congress.
Well, the
and
thing
that.
Is, I, anytime, oh, the funny thing is.
I'm laughing so hard, my face is pins and needles right
you
now.
You know what's funny, though? This is why these people won't even interact with me. Because every time they do, this happens to them. Except the difference is it's much more of a slam dunk than it is when we argue. Because with one of them, it's just like.
They just don't know anything.
I'm like the guy in the slam dunk contest, like coasting, like across half the basketball court and just like dunking it on them. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
What was it NBA Jams? That like cartoon two on two? Like,
yeah,
like the hoops
have,
on fire.
I remember you used to have like, what was that? There's an old game for Sega Genesis, NBA game where you like Michael Jordan could like literally dunk
I think it,
from, it
was
like,
NBA
half court.
Jams. I think it was Jams.
You could get him to do like a dunk from half court.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so you said you want to talk about POD, like Youth of the Nation.
Youth of the Nation!
Like that,
remember that song? Remember
yes,
that song?
Yes. I mean, that's the only song I know by that group, but as soon as
that
you said POD, that's what I immediately thought of, like the mulatto singing that song.
That song is 21 years old. Other funny thing, that album came out on September 11th.
I would have thought it would have been older than that. It's only 21 years old?
It came out literally as the towers were crashing.
I thought that shit was from the 90s. That's only that old?
No, yeah, that's that
wow.
was a thing. That,
no, but the song is clear. I heard it on the radio because I was listening to the butt rock station. You know, nothing but rock.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
that's what that term is.
That's
okay,
very good.
Yeah.
Butt rock. So I'm listening to butt rock, and they're playing POD, and this really hit me because it was like,
that's
oh
not even
my
really
god,
rock.
21 years ago. And then it also hit me. Wait a minute, we've been having school shootings for about a quarter century now.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Columbine was what 99,
and
yeah,
you know, for, there was
for
a,
like most of my life, people have been shooting up schools.
Yes, and you know the first real bad school shooting on the record actually wasn't in America; it was in Britain in 1996. They had a school shooting where 17 kids were shot, and a guy used this is the thing that inspired their handgun ban, and the guy used 4 handguns to do it. And so they banned handguns.
Because Columbine was like that. They used handguns. And I think one of them had a high point carbine or
something. Oh, really? They used. Shit. I thought they. I just. They had a bunch of different shit. I just assumed they had a.
Yeah,
they
had
know exactly what gear
things.
They
just,
had.
Just
yeah.
like the VA Tech shooter. I think he had Glocks or something like that. This was before the AR-15 came into vogue as the weapon.
Yeah. When did that start? When did they start? When did it become like everybody used the AR-15
now?
When did AR start that trend? How long have AR-15s been like the most popular consumer gun?
I feel
probably
like after the
time.
Assault weapons ban expires,
yeah,
maybe
you have to
that,
be then, right?
That's
yeah.
But you guys
were
talking.
So
you guys were talking
though.
About terrible rock music in relation to tragedy. Did you ever see this?
Oh God!
You know, the Dream Theater released an album, a live album on 9/11, the 9/11, and it was called "Live Scenes from New York," and it features a black screen.
Whoa!
Look at that! It features a black screen.
Predictive programming.
Well, it's not really predictive. It's the same day, but it's like it's the Big Apple wrapped in barbed wire and it's on fire. And there's the Twin Towers. And that album was supposed to come out on 9/11. And
well, do you remember
they
that?
They pulled it immediately.
Do you remember that rap? There was a rap group called The Coop where the two rappers were standing in front of the Twin Towers blowing up. And then even conspiracy theorists were like, even they're blowing up in the same places where they blew up, like on the same floors.
Oh wow, really? That's
well, look it up, spooky. Like the Coop 9/11. Look it up, the Coop, like COOP. COUP.
We have blown up the Twin Towers 7 times. We are becoming remarkably efficient.
It's just these two niggers standing in front of the blown up Twin Towers. Yeah.
Oh wait, I just typed in Coup 9/11.
Yeah, no,
that's not going to yield.
It's the Coop or the Coup or the Coop. I don't remember how they would say it. It's
but like the Coup 9/11, like that's going to be about like George Bush.
Yeah, it's just going to be retarded. It's going to be truth or stuff.
The
like,
Coup 9/11 album cover.
Yeah, there you go. Right. That'll I'll yield try it. That. That'll yield it. You should get just these two blacks. That's I think it right there, all the way. The first thing you got.
What the fuck? Wait, is
yeah? That came.
Wait
out
a like, second.
Came out like right around the same.
Are
time.
Are you telling me somebody actually released this album like professionally?
No, they didn't release it. But like,
but I mean, like this was
scheduled to come out. Let me.
But
look.
Do you see how bad this Photoshop is?
Yeah, I know that's like really bad.
This is like this was gonna be like on a major label, or is this like?
No, this is underground shit.
That's terrible. That's embarrassing. Like this. See what
it's called?
This,
party music.
This image.
Oh, because they were like commies. See how there's like a commie thing up there.
But this so image. This amateur image. Of oh. This is like a. This is a photographic representation of how I want my guitar not to sound. This unprofessional. That's why.
Look how. Look at when I searched it. I searched the Coup 9/11 album, and I get their album cover and the Dream Theater album cover also comes up. So they're like they're talking about them at the same time. And look, they changed the cover to be like a martini glass. And release it. When was this?
I think there was
to?
Also like a Slayer. I think there's a connection to Slayer as well. I can't
but
remember.
But see where the explosions are? People yeah, like, that's yeah, exactly where they really
they,
exploded.
Looks, they look, it looks, but you know, it's a tower and it's up high, so it just looks like that. So it's a good trick.
Yeah. Because they're not in the same place.
I
so
can't remember
like,
what
yeah.
the Slayer collection and connection to 9/11 was.
I oh, didn't just, really listen to that much. I remember I went through a Dream Theater stage.
Okay.
Very briefly.
Slayer's God Hates Us All just was released on 9/11. I don't know if there was anything else.
Well, there's a song on this album called 5 Million Ways to Kill a CEO. And oh, I'm like, well, one way is to fly a plane into an office tower.
Well, if he didn't
one of 5 million ways.
If he didn't get the warning the day before not to
if
show
he didn't
up.
Have the executive parachute. Remember when they were talking about that? When they were selling that?
Executive parachute.
Yeah, it was like, there was this building in New York City after 9/11. There are a few stores cropped up that were like paranoid people, and they were selling like gas masks and PPE, and then they even were selling
Bin Laden's favorite album.
and they were even selling like parachutes for people that worked on like in the top stories of office.
That's
buildings.
Interesting.
So they could like jump out the window.
See now
in
here,
the case
now
of
here
another
once 9/11. Again, once again, my method solves all problems. If there was a general cultural perception that everybody who worked in a high rise building had a parachute on his back,
there would be no point.
No one would bother flying planes into buildings. Checkmate. I win again.
Right, you're right.
Why not just give them surface to air missile launchers? Just everybody carries one of those around.
Why not?
Well, that's not going to work because even if the current
culture perception that they're not means that like everyone's open to just like airstrikes.
If the plane is on the trajectory to hit the office tower, and you hit it with like a Stinger missile or something, like it's still gonna hit something. Like you don't know that's gonna not. I mean, I guess maybe like well, it'll hit another office building, not mine. At least it hits a different one.
Yeah,
not, you know,
fuck those guys.
Yeah, fuck them. That's not my problem.
Hit the non-parachute.
Even if they have a parachute at that point, you know, you're still getting hit by flying flaming debris and, you know, all kinds of shit can happen. Right? I mean, it's just a mess. I remember there was a thing where, like, at one point, like, sometime like 2005, in some alley, they found, like, a piece that they found, like, an airplane engine. It's like, oh, yeah, we missed this in the cleanup. It's just an airplane just like engine in between two buildings somewhere afterwards. I don't know. I mean, that could have, again, the conspiracy theorists probably went absolutely nuts with that. Like, rah, 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 rah. I don't even know what it was. But I remember when the news came out. They're like, oh, yeah, we found this.
This is where we find that Matt Groening is behind 9/11. This is one of my favorite predictive programming. Visit New York for $9 and the Twin Towers in the background make the 11.
Oh. That couldn't have just ever happened, right? You couldn't have ever...
Possible to just be a coincidence?
There's no actual reasonable explanation why this could ever happen.
This is kind of a major landmark, right?
Pretty much, it was the defining element of the skyline. Yes.
Yes. So it stands to reason
it's going
to
be in a lot of pictures.
It would organically appear in various media.
It would organically appear in a lot of pictures. There's also only so many numbers. I mean, actually, there's an infinite number of numbers, but you're only going to really use lower ones.
Right.
But isn't there somebody who's like trying to prove like there's not actually an infinite number of numbers that it hits, you hit a limit at some point? I don't see how you could, because you just always add one, right?
So another,
sure, the logic dictates that you could always.
Do we have any content today?
I do.
Has there been another shooting already?
Did you add something beyond mentioning POD in passing? Because you said I want to talk about POD.
Right. No, he just wanted to talk about how old he is.
I just thought it was. I was driving around in my car, and the song came on the radio, and I realized it was about a mass shooter.
You listened to the radio?
The first part of the song. Yeah, so I was listening to a thing called a radio.
Wait, does radio still work? Like, are there still?
It's
like,
nothing airwaves? But rock, all the time. Butt rock.
I figured when Rush Limbaugh died, like the entire like broadcasting.
Yeah, I figured that infrastructure just is rotten.
Just fell apart.
What's the point? Like, no.
We should take over that infrastructure.
Why would we want to? I mean, the internet's so much better.
I'm pretty sure like the FCC is still just like controlling all of it. But yeah, no, I don't ever turn on the radio. I actually know that it still is there, but I assume like I would if I was going to listen to anything, I would listen to political talk. Then I would probably.
Is it actually true that the FCC would stop us from talking about certain political issues?
No, it's not the FCC. It would be the.
I think it's more like you.
It'd be like CBS and NBC, it'd be more like just like the actual companies that have monopoly, because there's only a few. Like, there's only a few companies that actually have shit that goes out on the airwaves.
Yeah,
the government doesn't do the thing. The FCC does is allows that. The FCC does not reserve any bandwidth for the public on these airwaves. We don't have any way to use it.
It's all public airways. What are you talking
but
about?
But it's just all public areas bought up by like three corporations.
They're
all run by Jews.
Where's my check for the public for the leasing of the public?
It's funny
airways,
how you get. Remember
where's my check for that?
When's the last time you heard libtards talk about only like six companies control all the media? They don't really do that anymore.
Well, no, because it's very easy now.
Well, the
reason is like Amazon owns WAPO,
but also like
this is fine.
If as soon as the libtard, because I remember when they used to complain about this all the time, and of course the response from Republicans was like, "Well, you hate the free market." But, like, these days, if a libtard says that, the response on social media is going to be, yes, and they're all owned by Jews.
Right.
And so, somehow the memo has gone out, like, just don't do that anymore. Just zip it. Don't say that. Because again, it's so easy to say they're run by Jews, and somebody can't prove it. It's like, okay, well, let's go to see who the CEO and the board is. Yeah, it's like, no, it's like, actually, challenge accepted. Like, that's an easy... Like, okay, you think... Because, again, I remember when, like, arrogant libtards used to, like, come back, like, thinking that you couldn't prove that. It's like, no. Now you've entered... You've activated my trap card. Like, oh, you want me to prove it? Yeah, here. Here's literally every single one of them run by
Anyway, the reason I brought up the whole POD thing is it was making me reflect on the phenomena of mass shootings in the United States. Like, it started in the 80s, late 90s. We had it in schools. And now just everywhere. Everywhere could be a mass shooting.
I can tell a really gay story.
Okay.
And so, what was the Columbine shooting was like April 20th, 1999. Is that correct?
Wow, you knew the date.
Well, because it's Hitler's birthday.
Yeah,
right?
it's close to my brother's birthday. I know that because bad shit always happens.
I think it literally was 420. Like they did it for
Hitler.
Let's
just look it up.
One or the other.
Let's just look it up.
I could be wrong.
Let's just look it up.
But I specifically remember. I don't remember what day of the week that was, but. That's when I was in college in Boston.
Oh, yeah, April 20th, 1999. You're right.
Does it say what day of the week that was? Just by any chance? I want to get my timeline correct here. Because there was a club I would go to Wednesday nights in Boston.
It was
a goth night. I don't remember the name of it. It's not there anymore.
What day of the week it was. You could probably go to like a calendar app and go back and find out.
It's neither here nor there. The week of. So it would be however many days following the thing. At the end of the night at this club that was playing, you know, because if you remember, like, Marilyn Manson and KMFDM were getting a bad rap in the press because instead of blaming guns.
Yes, I remember they tried to blame Marilyn Manson.
This is what
I do remember that.
We blamed, like, Jewish music, which makes me wonder, like,
dumb reactionaries.
Imagine like how much voice they had where these people, they were dumb reactionaries and there weren't just like Jews criticizing their own entertainment product for effect. Like imagine like they used to have access to a point where like Marilyn Manson was uncomfortable and had to like go on like interview shows to like clear his name
Yes.
And
yeah, he talked to Michael Moore. Remember that interview he did with Michael Moore where he discussed the whole thing? Yeah.
He went on Bill O'Reilly a few years later to talk about this stuff and had him eating out of Palma's hand for whatever reason.
Well, it was very strange. Funny thing is,
I just remember the end of
this. This is before everybody learned that Brian Warner was an anti-Semite.
Yeah, back then it was just like everybody understood that like they wore the Hugo Boss uniforms, ironically, because it looked cool on stage or something, I think.
Yeah.
Marilyn Manson did that?
Yeah. I think the entire video, The Beautiful People, they're dressed in like SS stuff, I think.
But they're also, that would be a criticism of it, though.
To be edgy.
That's what I'm saying. It's ironic. It's
like The Beautiful People are actually just Nazis, and we hate them.
Yeah.
It's sort of like
old-fashioned fascism.
The clear message.
Take it away. Yeah.
Now it should be just like unironic, like The Beautiful People.
But yeah.
And yeah, they're just
other part of the conversation, I remember this sparked the whole thing about video games, particularly Doom.
Yes.
Like that was a thing too. Yeah.
Interestingly, Eric Harris was making Doom levels and they were supposedly fairly good, which I was talking to my wife about this. If he had not done the school shooting.
Who's Eric Harris?
It's possible.
He's one of the kids that did on to the be shooting. A
video game guy.
I only know Dylan Klebold.
Well, Harrison Klebold. He was the Harris.
I only remember Klebold.
Yeah.
Because he was the Jew, right?
I'm going to remember that name, Klebold, because like, that's a strange name.
Well, that was the Jewish one.
Okay. Yeah, I remember the one of them was Jew.
Yeah, that was Dylan Klebold.
Yeah, so the end of the night when like you know when you're at the goth club, the Switchblade Symphony song ends or whatever, the Sisters of Mercy stuff, what have you. It's over, and they turn the lights on, so now you can see how, like, ugly actually everybody actually is.
They're not the beautiful people.
Yeah, it's like, no, whoa, wow, somebody turn the lights back off in this little bat cave here.
All that,
I just remember, like, the DJ gave this, like, gay little speech about violence and blaming our art and blah, blah, blah. And there's just, like, this super gay faggot, like, libby speech about anti-violent speech because you know they didn't like these good like homosexuals and bisexuals that like wear black and weird eyeliner and listen to Skinny Puppy. Like they didn't like that they were catching flack for what these two kids did in that
school. I remember
this is back like when I wouldn't like watch the news. I was like, what the fuck's he talking about?
I remember when it happened. I was like
somebody. What do you mean this hat? Like somebody you read about this on the internet? Like you don't just go on the internet to like get pussy? Like what do you read?
You want to know what my reaction to that? You want to know what my reaction to it was when it happened? I was actually at my first job. I was working, and it was like real early days when you could actually get some news on the internet. But we just turned on the radio instead of we were listening to it at work when it was going on, and then we had TVs at work. We were selling TVs, so we had them. So we turn on TV and we're watching, and we're just like, oh shit, this is fucked up. And I started getting real mad at like nerds because I was like, those kids were fucking nerds, and this is what they did. Fucking I was like, not like nerds, but like the ant. Because I remember there was like the antisocial kids.
They were trench coat mafia.
Yeah, that shit. And I remember there were kids that like that at my school.
Remember when I was talking?
I fucking hated them.
Remember my Lennox friend?
Because they sucked.
Remember my Lennox friend I was telling you about? Like he had a black trench coat that he like never wore. He said, I can't wear this anymore.
There was a couple of kids.
A trench coat. He had a duster, and he'd wear his fucking duster all over the place.
So what, he was like Lorenzo Lamas?
People are going to think I'm going to kill everybody. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, well, that was the thing in the 90s.
Yeah.
Well, I hated those fucking kids.
People that like dressed like The Matrix. You couldn't dress like The Matrix anymore. And then, God forbid.
But The Matrix was only a year old.
The Matrix is like just the cartoon, like comic book violence with like literally no consequences whatsoever.
Yeah, consequence free. I'm just giving you a computer program.
It's like that person who was like living in a battery charger died, and like the agent software is no longer possessing his body, and none of this means anything because it's all fake, because this world is fake.
Right.
Crazy shit.
But I just was like, I was like, so these fucking dorks, like, finally did it.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe they just didn't get their ass kicked enough. That was, like, my fucking response.
Maybe they got kicked too hard. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that was like that. Someone, actually, the guy who I worked with, who was also, like, he's kind of socially, like, came from similar, like, the kind of similar social, he was older than me, like, 10 years older than me, but he was similar. Like, we came from the same type of background and, like, the same kind of group. You know, hung out with the same type of people in school and stuff. He was like another one of the guys, the party kids, like, you know, so-called popular group, you know. And he was like, yeah, you can't really blame him, you know. He turned into a libtard. Not like a libtard, but he was just like, I guess, I don't know, maybe kids were like too mean to him. Maybe people should be nicer now. And I was just like, nah, fuck these fucking nerds, man. Like, this day, sneets get their ass kicked harder. That was, like, literally my response. That was my initial response, was to be really pissed at them for being fucking losers.
I know frighteningly little about them. I never looked into it because I didn't
know.
No,
I just got the immediate impression that they did it because they were, like, losers that hated, like, the cool kids. That was my initial thought. And I was
like, there were a lot of losers that hated the cool kids.
Right.
Back then.
Yes.
That was just a thing.
Right. Then later on, as I grew and evolved and learned, I was like, oh, maybe this whole losers that hate the cool kids is a completely false social dynamic created by Jewish media. Oh, it is.
Oh, okay.
Wow. I'm glad that I enlightened myself, but it was really funny. That was my initial response.
But they really popped the cherry on that whole thing. They really, there's a lot of video of them, isn't there? Like some disturbing, like, security video of them doing weird shit in there. I've never watched any of it.
Tons of documentaries.
Weren't they doing gay shit too?
I don't know about that. I know one of them had fantasies about torturing women to death.
Wasn't there some sexualized crap?
So he was a griper.
Yeah, basically. And he was a gamer.
Oh, no.
Let's blame all these things instead of other things. Let's just find things we don't like.
Let's just do a repeat of what they did just after the shooting.
Let's just
recycle that.
Yeah, let's just find things we don't like and say that's what did it.
Yeah.
Why don't we just blame... I don't know.
Blame things we don't like.
I'm just going to morph into Bill O'Reilly right now.
Yeah. Well, that was what's funny. In reality, like, and that Marilyn Manson shit, like, when I thought that was dumb too, I was like, I thought the blaming of it was dumb, even though I didn't like that music. I was like, I don't know. I think it's more that these kids were just losers and they sucked.
Oh, you didn't like Mechanical Animals? I understand that, but like,
Antichrist. This wasn't my style.
Antichrist Superstar is a
masterpiece. Well, this was a thing that happened before.
Here's the thing. The aesthetics of it America, put me off so much, I never really listened to it.
Oh, really?
Once I got around to listening to it, I was like, this music actually rocks. But, like, I hate the fucking aesthetics so much.
School shooting stuff. I understand. We just don't think about it anymore. But when this happened, it was new. It had not happened before.
Yeah, this was horrifying.
This was like, oh, my God, what the fuck?
Yeah, I think it had a few times happened, but on this level and then the media coverage of it. And then remember the meme was that the media coverage of it is going to create another one.
That was the thing. Yeah. They're giving them exactly what they wanted. They wanted to be famous. Now everybody's going to shoot up a public space, have some kind of media press kit that they sent to news. Like I remember the Virginia Tech shooter did that. He sent up a video manifesto.
It was close enough in time to Columbine that was still a thing. But at this point, I don't think that applies anymore because
live stream it.
Well, yeah, but sometimes they live stream it.
Donations.
But even getting super chats. Oh, God.
Yeah, that's super chats. Well, they're
terrible. I'm not ready for that level of nihilism.
How messed up is it that it's so normal to us now that the idea of having a national conversation about a school shooting is like, why would we do that?
But the other thing is that, like, they're not getting famous anymore. Like, people don't even remember them. And I remember, like,
because we've hit saturation now.
Yeah. Right. There's just no room in people's brains to remember. People still remember Columbine. Just like people remember like JFK or 9/11 or something like that, right? Because it was that level of an event where it's like, holy shit. I remember the day it happened. I remember where I was and the people I was with and the conversations I had about it. I don't remember that for almost any other shooting. Like there's almost no other of these mass events do I...
I don't even remember what the show the next day was like.
Right. I have no idea what we talked about on the show. But...
There's been plenty of them.
But the thing is that shit, I had something.
Oh, and sorry.
I lost it.
Well, okay,
here's what it was. I remember what it was. So they don't get famous anymore, except the funny thing is the meme that they might get famous or that is a desire, I don't think that's actually one. I think at this point that's not what is wanted.
I don't
think
so either.
But what's funny is that they still use that strategically because on Twitter there were people that when people were posting the pictures of this kid that did this in Texas, the Jews were going around policing people to take it down. Now, the reasoning that the assumption there was like, this isn't about like take it down because we don't want to make this guy famous. Because like, did you say that about, what's his name? Buffalo guy.
Right.
Which I don't remember his name. Did you say that about him? No. You're saying that because the kid's not fucking white.
Right.
You're saying take the pictures down because he's not
white. He's got the salamander lips.
He's not white. But of course, and also, it might even be more than he's not white that he looks like a fucking faggot tranny.
Yeah, there's that.
There might even be more that.
Salamander lips.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. Now, it's still also unsolved as to whether he was or not because there is the stories about him wearing women's makeup and being all weird and aggressive and shit.
One of the main stories, one of the first stories is that he had a a habit of wearing eyeliner, and he would be bullied for that and for being poor. That was in
yeah, obviously official... he showed down by being poor. He's like, well, look at my gun in my pickup truck.
I heard that he moved out of his mama house because she turned off the Wi-Fi.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard. There was a Wi-Fi dispute, and that caused him to go move in with his grandma.
I also heard, which who he then murdered. I also heard that
maybe he turned off his Wi-Fi too.
Well, something probably should have happened. Because I also heard that he had said he was going to go shoot up a building and was picked up by law enforcement 4 years prior.
Oh, really?
Like he'd been saying his mother turned off the Wi-Fi. His mother turned off the Wi-Fi because when he was on the internet, he was talking about mass shootings all the time, going and killing a bunch of people.
I mean, it would have been so easy if we had a real country to, like, this guy would already be locked up forever
in some kind of facility.
Right, that's what
I mean. You know what I mean?
When I say locked up, I mean, you're removed
from the ability to do these
one floor of the cuckoo's nest, you're in there, and that's just the movie.
No Wi-Fi in there either.
There's no Wi-Fi, and no, you're not, it's not some grave injustice that you're in here.
There'd be, 19 more beaners alive today.
But instead...
Yeah. Well, actually, there was two little white girls that died, too.
But instead, we live in, Jewish nightmare world where if they had that power, it would just be like, let's strategically put people we don't like in those places.
Right. We're not actually putting this kid in there. Yeah. We're gonna put, the guy that says nigger in there.
The guy that would never do anything like this. He's got to go because he has a dangerous political
life. Right, like that guy in Portland. You saw this?
The guy in Portland. Yes, I did
see
that.
So they pick up some dude in Portland because
he put a sticker
outside a refugee and immigration center. And then they show, the funniest thing is, they show, I don't know much about this guy. And maybe,
they show a collection of weapons.
They show
guns.
A collection of guns. It clearly had been amassed over many years because some of them were of different ages and vintages.
But it's
that
doesn't even matter. Those are all, he's legal.
Well,
they're
legal guns, but it's also
And then he's also, but they laid him out on top of a swastika flag. It's legal to have that too. None of this means
everything
anything.
He also had the chemistry of Auschwitz. Did you notice that?
Oh no, I heard you say that somewhere.
I looked at the books he had. He had the chemistry of Auschwitz. He had Breaking the Spell, which is another Castle Hill book. He had Bungled by Carlo Mattagno. He had real books there. Decent ones. He also had a big old meme copy of Siege.
Of my wife reading Chemistry of Auschwitz earlier.
Right. So the funny thing, thing is how the hell did the local cops even know that was an edgy book? How do they? Because if you look at Siege, you see that the way the cover is, it's clear. Okay, this is a meme, edgy meme book, right? Mm. Let's put that. Or if he had Mein Kampf.
But do all these things contribute to his sticker sticking, his alleged stickering?
I mean, even if they did, it was a fucking sticker.
Is the sticker illegal, or are they just going with the bias? Is a racially biased, but it's not a crime. It's just
the question is, if it's not a crime, then it literally is thought crime.
This happened to Portland, right?
Yes.
So this is the thing they choose to enforce.
Yeah, you can't.
Not only enforce, they dedicated a lot of resources to this. So just to give
the
whole story.
Is this the same place where anarchists just ran part of Portland for months?
This
on
is
end?
The same place where anarchists were doing traffic stops.
Yeah, they run they run various intersections and have gunfights with residents that
they're
don't
doing,
like
Yeah,
it.
They're doing racial traffic stops and having armed confrontation with local residents, many of whom are armed. And amazingly, they're not deterred by that. But this guy, basically, just so for people who get it, some dude out in Portland, don't know much about him other than what I read in the paper, that he apparently had put what they're calling a neo-Nazi sticker. They didn't show any pictures of it outside of a refugee and immigration center. They're saying it was on the fence.
Sorry.
And I'm like, okay, let's assume that's all true. Okay, we're talking about putting a sticker on a fence. Why can't they just go take it off?
Were there any other stickers on the fence?
Well, that's a good, very good question. Are there any other stickers in Portland at all? Have you ever been to Portland? Now, I haven't, but I know people that have, and they're like, that place is stickered up with all kinds of political fucking shit, right? So there's that. But so not only do they then get security camera footage, they get they use it to get his license plate, they get a warrant to search his home. Now, here's the question. Let's say the sticker is vandalism charge or something, or they're going to at least try that before he can use the obvious First Amendment defense of unequal enforcement or whatever, right? Which many people that have gotten picked up for stickering have used this defense. But so let's say, okay, let's say there's a legitimate, I'm running with the assumption I don't think it's actually true. I think it's all bullshit. Mm-hmm. That you have some possible ticket. It should just be a ticket, right? You would think. If you're putting a sticker where you're not supposed to, that's a ticket. You don't get arrested for that. You get a citation and you give us $50, it's over, right?
Why do you even get a citation for it? It's fucking Portland.
It's all bullshit, but let's, again, I'm running with this assumption. Why do you get a search warrant to search the dude's house? Why is there probable cause to search his house?
Well, because he's a bad thinker.
I mean, that's the answer, but I'm doing rhetoricals here. And the point is that, like, everybody should be outraged.
The point is he has a belief system that these retards right. associate with being really dangerous because all these mass shooters, you know, they got to be white nationalists, well, right?
They associate it with, like, people. They associate it with political threats. And so they then, in the public, they want the public to associate it with mass shooting. And then they present the fact that this guy had a bunch of firearms and he had edgy books and he had a Nazi flag. And so this then means all these things together means he was about to do a mass shooting. But there's no actual indication that he ever was about to do anything of the sort.
I guarantee you he wasn't about to do anything.
I know for a fact that he wasn't. I mean, I can guarantee, because they never alleged that there's any information telling them that they think so. But they just want you to make that connection.
You know how I know he wasn't going to do a mass shooting?
Because he didn't do one?
He got arrested.
Yeah.
Publicly. Guys that are going through a mass shooting, they are known to law enforcement, FBI, and they just get to go about their business.
Right. He wasn't going to do a mass shooting because there's no evidence that he'd ever been picked up before or had contact prior with the FBI. Right.
That's one of the risk factors, actually, of a mass shooting.
Is this a guy that's had, like, a lot of contact with the feds? He's probably going to do a mass shooting.
Yeah.
And we can say that with utter confidence now.
Every time. No, it's literally every time. So we now have. So I just wanted to say that Portland thing is an outrage. And I don't even care. There was the guy had like certain like seeds, tarred stuff. I don't give a shit. He should still be left free.
He doesn't have anything illegal.
Nothing was illegal. He did nothing wrong.
It'd be one thing like if they got the warrant, they searched his house and they're like.
But why did they have a warrant?
You should
warrant,
be the police
though?
Chief of Portland. But
even so, if you're going to pretend that that's probable cause, you found nothing. Give him his fucking guns and his flag back and leave him alone.
Because the thing is, you already knew.
Ticket for stickering.
You would think, based on the sticker, what does the sticker tell you? The sticker is, presumably, the sticker promotes a certain ideological viewpoint. So you already know he thinks that.
Right.
So if you're going to, so like, the question there is then, he put the sticker, the question, did he put a sticker in a place where it's like technically illegal for him to do? Of course, even if it were, he can get out of it by saying there's other stickers that you never followed up on. Right. Boom, now you're oppressing me simply because of a viewpoint. So you went to his house. Wow, you found more things associated with that viewpoint. You didn't find anything related to a crime or even a planning of a crime. Right. And the other thing was, like, the guns that he had were, like, as I said, they were of different ages and vintages. Like, clearly some of them he had for a while. Some of them were newer. Some of them were older. It was obviously, like, a collection of guns acquired over many years, possibly some even handed down from his dad or something like that, you know. So that he had maybe 15 or 16 guns, many rifles, a few handguns. But again, he's in Portland. People are allowed to have that many guns, and also many of them were older. So it's like, and some of them were like bolt action. They weren't even semi-auto. They were just a lot of different variety
of firearms.
He just has
guns.
He just has a bunch of guns. And so he's not like an arsenal. It's not like an armory. It's just like
I know they're trying
different...
to do like the neo-Nazi shrine, yeah. like yeah. stacking the guns,
well,
the books. And
there's
everything.
No reason to think. There's no reason to think in his house.
They used to do that with drugs. They don't do that anymore, do they?
It's but you know what's funny? The impression I want to give you is that that's the configuration of these items that were in his home. Like, I guarantee you that's not true.
Yeah, right.
Like the books were on the bookshelf. The flag was probably like either hanging somewhere in a closet. And then the guns were like in a locker or his garage or a drawer or something, wherever you keep them, maybe all different places around the house. And so like, he's not, it's like, oh, look, this guy, he probably has like candles lit with all these guns and the Nazi flag. And he goes and like prays to Saint Hitler. It's like, no, none of that.
And who cares if he does?
And even if he did, who gives a fuck? Either,
base.
Right?
Sounds like a good tradition to have. Maybe we should also.
Who do you want to pray to? Ted Cruz? Want to pray to Madison Cawthorn?
Oof. But anyway, so I hope that my point here is I hope that that guy gets like an attorney and fights that on the grounds of unequal enforcement or whatever it is, the people that we've known in the past that have gone out. Remember when they got that guy in Virginia Beach? They didn't get a warrant for him, though. They just went to his house and yelled at him with like 10, 20 cop cars to like come out. After they'd agreed.
Why they got to send 10, 20 cop cars after some dude who put up a sticker?
Because of the
why don't they send those fucking cop cars into the nigger neighborhood?
Because the question answers itself. I mean, you know, the police chief.
You know what it is. A lot of it is the fact that all cops are fucking cowards.
They're all cowards, right? But also the police chief of that particular town.
Cowards.
That police chief was a Black Lives Matter supporting nigger.
They like to do that where I live, too. See, what the cops like to do here is they want to harass people, white people. That's what they want to do. They want to write speeding tickets to white people because they know it's safe.
Well, it's like if you're the cop and you're going to work in Virginia Beach, this is the safest thing you could do all day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's going to be 10 other cop cars there. All I have to do is show up and, like, dick off for, like, a little while, like, fucking around outside.
Imagine
something
house. Real crime happened while they were
well,
doing
no,
that.
Well, no, that we're sorry. We're taking care of a really important thing here where you don't have the cars to spare.
Well, that's probably it. It's like, oh, there's an excuse for me to go do something safe.
Yeah, I can just dick around. I don't want to do any shit. Yeah. I don't want to do anything. Apparently, this is
take that call at the other end of town. Oh,
this
God.
Is a rumor that I've heard that I have no way of verifying or not, but apparently, like, the cop that actually picked the guy up didn't even himself quite get what the deal was and asked him. And when he told him, he was like, that's fucking stupid. Oh, well, not my problem. That was like the reaction. No, like, oh, so you're telling me that we were all deployed to this because you put a sticker? Wow, that's fucking dumb. What the fuck is wrong with my department? No, it's more like, all right, whatever. All right, still going to fucking treat you like you're a fucking criminal just because I don't have anything else to do because I'm a fucking moron. But, yeah, anyway, sort of funny. But they never got a warrant to search his house. That's a funny thing. That wasn't on the table. It was so interesting to me. He's a warrant to search because of a sticker.
I mean, like,
and the judge was so proud of himself. Oh, my God. The stuff the judge was saying in this case, he was like, we have to send a message that this is unacceptable. And this level where, like, they were essentially pretending like this case in Portland was them, like, doing the bit of, like, the pre-crime on, like, the mass shooting. It's like, it's not. I guarantee you it's not. And in fact, you know that it's not. They know that it's not.
Well, the pre-crime and the mass shooting is you talk to the feds.
The pre-crime and the mass shooting is like you set up a Discord server where you groom a kid to do a mass shooting.
Yeah.
I mean, not us, like them. They do that. And we have the evidence here. So just very quickly, I'm sure most people have seen this by now, but I'm going to reiterate it because it's exactly what we predict.
Weren't there also the police response outside of the Texas shooting? Like the police were like preventing.
We'll get to that in a second.
They wouldn't go in.
One thing at a time. Okay. We'll get to that in a second.
It's just like a protocol thing.
But
yeah, like not helping.
Yeah, not helping. Like why aren't I, yeah, why, it's literally why aren't
so
I
like, listen,
helping?
We can't arrest this guy unless he actually kills somebody.
Well, they were tasing.
We can't protect.
They tased the parent.
Did you
see that? Well, at least, okay, there's a good evidence that there is
right,
because
we'll
in the video I
thing.
Saw. All right, well, let's get back to this. So, Buffalo
God,
News.
That Topps logo. It's just so ghetto.
It really is. Anyway, so here we go. Buffalo News from May 26, 2022. This is a story from 10 hours ago. So I guess it's still from yesterday. Authorities investigating if retired federal agent knew of Buffalo mass shooting plans in advance. Sometimes it's hard to be right all the time. It's actually, no, what am I talking about? It's very easy to be right all the time. And the thing is, it's like we were all saying, you know, obviously he was at least... See, we were actually hedging our bets.
Did they ever actually retire?
Retired is bullshit. Retired is like is a plausible deniability on the gay op. That's what that is. These guys not fucking retired.
Well, now I'm just an independent contractor fed.
The question is like that's the thing. It's like retired is like how old is he? That's the thing. Because when you think retired, then he's like an old dude. So you're thinking there's like a 65-year-old man. No, retired guy, he's probably still like in his middle, like he's probably still just a normal, like middle ages or something, or 30 or 40. And the retired is purely.
Also, it's like, what's the implication that he's just like doing this for fun?
Well,
I'm just on the Discord server. I think about the mass shooting.
I think the implication is that he's like, he's not a Fed anymore, but he became ideologically in tune with, like, this is, he's just one of them. Like, I think that's sort of the implication they'd like to show. But what's funny is how it all kind of came out. Now, what happened is that other people, apparently, there are people, if this is to be believed, that are involved in law enforcement that don't like this, that found this out and are leaking it. And the other thing is, there's another element here too. So let me just read the article. So it says, law enforcement officers are investigating whether a retired federal agent had about 30 minutes advance notice of a white supremacist plans to murder black people at a Buffalo supermarket. Two law enforcement officials told the Buffalo News. So this was leaked to them. Authorities believe the former agent, believed to be from Texas, was one of at least six individuals who regularly communicated with the accused gunman Peyton Gendron in an online chat room where racist hatred was discussed. The two law enforcement sources with direct knowledge of the investigation stated these individuals were invited by Gendron to read about his mass shooting plans and the target location about 30 minutes before Gendron killed 10 people at Tops Markets on Jefferson Avenue, May 14th. The news could not determine if the retired agent accepted the invitation, in other words, if he viewed what was posted in the Discord chat. These were like-minded people who used this chat group to talk about their shared interest in racial hatred, replacement theory, hatred of anyone who is Jewish, a person of color, or not of European ancestry, said one of the two law enforcement officials with close knowledge of the investigation. So they seem to be trying to run with the idea that this so-called retired Fed was actually just a white supremacist himself, right?
Yeah, sure.
Let's do which that. Nobody believes it.
Wait, do I have my drop of that? Like, where is it?
Okay, all right.
All right, fine. We'll do that.
Right, yeah. So what is especially upsetting is that these six people received advance notice of the Buffalo shooting about 30 minutes before it happened. The FBI has verified that none of these people called law enforcement. They didn't verify anything else. That none of these people called law enforcement and warned about the shooting. The FBI database shows no advance tips from anyone that this shooting was about to happen.
Wonderful.
Now, agents from the FBI are in the process of tracking down and interviewing the six people, at least five of them.
Oh.
Including the retired agent. Okay, yeah, sure.
Oh, do go on, please.
Yeah, right.
This is going very well.
And attempting to determine if any of them should be charged as accomplices. The two sources with close enough knowledge of the probe told the Buffalo News. The two sources did not identify the agent by name and could not confirm what federal agency he worked for. I think we all...
That's good, right?
The White Supremacist Gay Up organization, whichever one that is.
Right, right. The Buffalo FBI office declined to comment on the investigation. The U.S. Attorney's Office. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Buffalo also declined to comment. Buffalo Civil Rights Attorney. This is where I think this shit's not going to go away, and I'll tell you why. Or at least it's not. It'll probably go away in the press. Hmm. But there's going to be ongoing stuff about it. So Buffalo Civil Rights Attorney John V. Elmore said it will be outrageous if it turns out that a former law enforcement officer had advanced notice of the shooting and did nothing to prevent it. If he they've jumped from federal agency to law enforcement. So what's the federal law enforcement agency? Well,
I mean,
there's only a couple of options here, right?
What? How much of a norm do you have to be to think that that's outrageous? Like for a federal law enforcement agent to know. Advanced knowledge of a crime and do nothing about it is totally...
Well, it is it is outrageous.
But it's not totally how this works.
Yeah, no. Don't get me wrong. It's not unexpected, but it is outrageous, right? And in fact, it actually falls under a certain...
Sure, I know.
There's actually a legal definition of something called outrageous government conduct.
Oh.
Where, like literally what they've done...
All right, that is
What they have done is, like, so bad... That it's just like, what the fuck? And in fact, Stryker was talking about this in relation to
outrageous government what?
Outrageous conduct? Government conduct.
All right, I'm just writing that down for fear.
So this has to be distinguished from bodacious government conduct.
So tell us more about the Sandman. I guarantee you
the Sandman, which is that's fucking gay, is the fucking Fed. The Sandman is the Fed. But it's also like they've jumped from just federal agent to law enforcement. Like, they've immediately made that jump. So, obviously...
Call him the Fed man, not the Sandman.
Yes. If he had advance notice, he had a moral obligation to get on the phone and try to notify someone about it. Yeah, that's not how any of this works, said Elmore, who represents the family of Andre McNeil, who was shot dead when he went to Tops to buy a birthday cake for his 3-year-old son. Attorney Terrence M. Connors, who is representing several families who lost loved ones in the shooting, said... As outrageous as it may sound, based on what we are finding in our investigation, it is not surprising. Damn right, it's not surprising. He declined to reveal the evidence his law firm has collected. So one thing I'm thinking is that these attorneys have gotten their hands on this material. And now these blacks, the 10 blacks were killed, and they've got families.
Hmm.
Those families are seeing dollar signs right now.
Right, they hit the jackpot, all of them.
And so the problem is Peyton Gendron's family, who doesn't appear was poor, but they're still just like middle class. There's only so much that they could possibly dole out,
his family didn't like shoot him.
No, but I'm saying assuming that they could squeeze money out of them.
Isn't
for
that
something.
Funny? Like, so we're gonna, so you're gonna have this like.
I'm not even saying that that's what.
I'm just
happen.
Saying. Like, I just want to comment. Like, you mentioned like this culture, this system that produces these psychopaths to do things, and right. In this case was actually handheld by a federal agent to go do this thing, and it's like. The victims are allowed to, like, you're allowed, like, the society is going to put the ultimate responsibility on his parents.
I don't know if they
why
are.
Why did his parents stop him from doing this? I think it might have gone a little bit far beyond that.
They did that with that other kid that did the mass shooting where they brought his parents in. Yeah. But the thing is also that...
we're going to sue Remington, too, like again?
Well, the thing is, though, the problem is, let's say that they can get money out of the parents. Again, they only have so much. Right. And that's certainly not going to be enough to appease the families of 10 blacks who are going to have cousins and multiple people that are going to want to cash in, right? So the target then? If you want a big... Well, it's got to be the federal government.
Feds.
And so now these attorneys have their hooks into this information. And because they want a payday, and these niggers all want a payday... Like, this is going to continue to be an issue in court. And the funny thing is, now they're in between some kind of rock and a hard place because, you know, when what's his name? The Adam Waffen guy that, whose court case, whose Stryker was like talking to, some people associated with that. And I forget the kid's name.
Was it Caleb?
But
or
Caleb Cole.
Okay.
So when Caleb Cole was in court and he fought, and in his case, then documents were revealed that showed all of this outrageous government conduct by the feds and Joshua Caleb Souter in promoting this satanic cult. And basically they had feds like plying these people with drugs and alcohol, like providing drugs and alcohol to people younger than 18, amping them up to talk about violence and ritual sacrifice and all this weird fucking crazy shit to these obviously all. Here's the other thing. We're talking about psychopaths and the way this country is turning them out. Well, then you get feds that prey on them, like give them drugs and alcohol and put all these fucking insane lunatic ideas in their heads in hopes of generating fucking terrorism they can use to justify their crackdown on whites. I mean, that's what's going on. And this is another example. This fucking thing is another, this Peyton Gendron thing, it's the same thing. It's coming exactly out of that same gay op. It's the same motivation. It's the same shit. So here, the funny thing is, though, that like, because the lawyers for these victims who all want to get like $15 million each are going to have gotten a hold of it, they're going to press the issue. I think they're going to press the issue here. At least they're talking like they will. And the thing is, what happens when the judge says, with Caleb Cole's case, the judge says, boom, no, this is all sealed. We're not doing it. And nobody wants to talk about it anymore. But here we have blacks. Now we have 10 black people who deserve some kind of reparations, right? And they've got civil rights attorneys on it. And they've got people who are used to representing blacks and getting fucking big money payouts. And if the fucking gavel comes down like that's sealed, we're not talking about it, a stink will be raised.
Black people been running around here.
And we have to raise a stink about it. Now, we were the only ones raising a stink about it in the Caleb Cole case.
Remember when
I
used to do that?
Yeah.
I'm doing it again.
Yes. That thing where you press buttons and
funny things happen.
Yeah, yeah. So we were the only ones doing it in the Caleb Cole case, but now there's other people going to be doing it here too, and that's fine. I just want it to come out that the feds did this shit.
Yeah.
And it actually has. And online right now, on the internet, people are raging about this, and everybody's talking about it, and everyone's like, fuck you, FBI. The FBI's reputation could not be more in the gutter, and the same with the cops after what we saw outside.
That's why they have multiple like television shows dedicated to like showing how great the FBI is.
Fucking canceled it though.
What, they killed an episode? What did it deal with? Dealt with a school shooting.
Yeah, I'll talk about that in a second. Let's finish up this. So the New York Times reported May 17th that Gendron invited a small group of people into a private chat room on the messaging platform Discord. Again, also, wow. Talking about race hate on Discord and not getting banned and doxxed. Interesting. To review his plan about 30 minutes before the massacre at Tops, the Washington Post reported 2 days later that 15 people accepted Gendron's invitation into the Discord chat room and were able to review his plan and watch his live stream video as he committed the killings. Federal authorities are investigating if the retired agent provided information to Gendron before he went on his shooting spree, the two law enforcement officials told the news. In addition to law enforcement sources, two other individuals with knowledge of the mass shooting. This is important. This is really important. Just leave all that crap aside.
I saw something funny.
In addition to law enforcement sources, two other individuals with knowledge of the mass shooting investigation have also confirmed that federal authorities are looking into the former agent's relationship to the shooter, the Sandman. FBI agents are also trying to determine the identity of an individual Gendron calls Sandman. Saint Sandman. In his lengthy social media diary that appeared on Discord 30 minutes before the attack, the source has said, in the diary, Gendron indicates that Sandman counseled him on manufacturers of AR-15 semi-automatic rifles and their quality. The shooter purchased and allegedly used that type of assault rifle in the rampage. With local authorities which local authorities have said was fueled by his rage, blah, blah, blah. In the document Genjin posted on Discord, he references Sandman three times. Wow. In a passage dated May 2nd, he quoted Saint Sandman as saying, "When the time finally comes to deal decisively with a whole host of society's problems and not go to prison for it, you'll know. Just be ready. You have spent your entire life from the day you were born right up to this very moment reading this sentence, coming to where you are right now. Look around you. Are you content with where you are right now? Are you where you want to be? If so, continue to march. If not, what are you going to do? What's your plan? Get and keep your mind, body, and spirit right. Pray, lift, run, read, shoot, and teach your kids to do these things." So, if this Sandman character, which I would be willing to bet $1 million, the Sandman is the retired FBI agent, so-called retired.
Mm.
Here he is amping this kid up to go do the shooting with this rhetoric. What is the point of that rhetoric other than go do violence?
Feds, though. After they retire, and they become freelancers.
They just become white supremacists.
It could be working for the ADL, because if you think about it, Jonathan Greenblatt has nothing but gains out of this, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, he thought.
He shot up a bunch of blacks, so that doesn't matter to Jews, but this does bring a bunch of heat down on white nationalists, so that's in their interest.
Yeah,
I'm just floating that out there.
Maybe he is entirely possible a private contractor for the ADL.
They were paying a private contractor to encourage kids to do this. It is entirely possible.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised at all. Yeah, but of course, when they go to get that private contractor, what little hole are they fishing in? Right, like, oh, retired agents.
Yeah.
Who we've already got a prior relationship.
They've already got his contact information. Right. He came to all of their trainings.
Right. And also they get individual federal government agents, FBI agents get individual outside of the government. They get awards and monetary rewards for their investigations from the ADL.
That's a fantastic Simpsons scene.
Say the line, news media. Subject was known to the FBI.
That's a great Bart meme. That's a great Bart meme.
That's good.
That's good. Oh, subject man. Was known to the FBI.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
They always are.
Every time. Every fucking time. And like, it's literally like when this happens at this point, it's like we don't even have to speculate anymore. And the funny thing was this. When we first started talking about this with the Buffalo shooting, that we were saying at the very least, we were actually hedging our bets. Okay. Enough for that for now. We were actually hedging our bets initially and trying not to make claims that were like too far out. Like they were just like too, like obviously what we thought was going on, but we couldn't prove it. Right. So we didn't want to make the claims because we never know. Right. But so we were hedging our bets. We're like, well, at the very least we know that he was in a community where there are bad actors involved, and he was at least secondhand getting that shit into his brain. But here we have, he was in a Discord with only six people, one of whom was a retired agent, and somebody was putting this rhetoric, which is obviously designed to amp somebody up to go do violence.
As I recall, we had the known to the FBI narrative already in place. It's like, okay, so they knew who this guy was, and he was handled something.
It was known.
We didn't have confirmation.
We had known to law enforcement, which of course automatically means also the FBI.
I thought it meant the FBI because he had been reported of there was something he was reported on.
Well, he said he wanted to do a school shooting a year before.
Okay, well that's fine. You feel bad. Yeah, he was.
He said he wanted to do a school shooting.
He was committed for like 48 hours. I'm like, okay, he's fine now.
Right.
He doesn't want to do that anymore.
So he was committed for 48 hours. And he had said he wanted to do a school shooting. Now, that, here's the real thing. That was simply just, he wanted to do a nihilism. He wanted to just kill a bunch of people. So what happened was he did that. He became known to the FBI. Next thing we know, he's in Discord servers with retired FBI agent putting this kind of rhetoric into his head to direct his desire for violent nihilism. Like they found, okay, here we've got one. We got a kid who's a psycho, wants to do a violent nihilism. Let's groomst him now. So when he does it, it has this veneer of ideology that we hate behind it. Right. Like that's clearly what went on here.
Mm-hmm.
And, so here we go.
He marked himself out to them by talking about wanting to do a school shooting. They're like, got one.
We have one now. This one is white. So we can use it, right? This one is white. So we can use it in this way. Right. We this one isn't just that what statistically more likely would be, which is that they weren't white, because we are now at that point where, like, you cannot even associate anymore the psycho mass shooter, the psycho spree killer with white people when they used to do that, which was always a meme, because not that white people don't do that, because they do, but, like, it's still disproportionately non-whites that do that shit. And many shootings that they associate, many shootings done by blacks that are pretend under the pretense, well, that's just criminal. No, these are also just people doing psychopathic nihilism as well. Niggers are also capable of psychopathic nihilism, believe me. It's totally within their wheelhouse, right? Like, that's something they can do.
It's more usual when they're not psychopaths.
Right. You know? Yeah.
Like, when a nigger expresses empathy, then I'm sort of surprised.
Yeah, well, that never happens.
Does a nigger, like, rise to the cognitive level where you can even, like, voice these categories on him? Categorizations?
Generally, no. Generally speaking, like, no. I think there's really, there's a few outstanding subjects, but generally speaking.
It's like calling him a psycho is not fair. It's like, this is just what this level of intelligence gets you. It's like, oh, I can do damage to things.
I don't think it's not purely IQ though. There's other things going on, because
there's an emotional underdevelopment as well. Yeah. Speaking of which, do you want to talk about this yet? I got another meme from Post. Sir, there's an active trolley situation. No one is allowed near the lever or you will be tased.
That's a good one.
These are the cops confronting
Did you see that one Uvalde that was like it was like the blue line? It was like the thin blue line or Blue Lives Matter flag, and it was like, these colors don't run into the building while people are being shot.
I like this one too. Kindergartners protecting Texas cops.
Oh man,
that's fucking the silent protector, and it's the kindergartner with his arm, like, taking all the bullets and knives in his back, and the Texas cop sleeping on the bed. Yeah, I mean, I saw that. I was like, okay, so, I mean, it's nice that the system keeps handing you these, like, they keep snatching defeat from the jaws of victory, you know? It's like, so you have this law enforcement. I just saw some news outlet was trying to help them cope. Fuck, I just had it. The officers at the scene of the school shooting waited for a tactical team because the commander mistakenly believed the shooting had stopped. It was the wrong decision. It's like, well, could you, like...
Well, did you have the shooter in custody? No. Well, shooter dead?
Well, the
no.
other thing is, like...
Therefore, it hasn't stopped.
Well, the shooting stopped. Guns, they make a little, like, pew-pew sound. Could you hear any poo-poo sounds?
But the thing is this. Pew-pew-pew. Here's the thing. There was somebody shooting. He wasn't shooting right now. He is, unless he's dead or in custody, he might start shooting again. So this is the thing. Like,
even
entirely possible.
I can just imagine, like, we've got word the shooting is stopped.
No, that's literally what happened. I'm not even joking. That's literally what happened, because they were saying that it was in fact quiet for a while, but what the kid was doing was walking around, like, hunting for people. Because a lot of people had run and gotten out, and some people were hiding, and he couldn't find them. So he was like hunting down targets, and so he wasn't just shooting. So there was silence.
Alex, don't be such a conservatard. No, he wasn't reloading. He had an infinite magazine that could fire 600 rounds a minute. Don't you know about this? He's like a 1940s gangster.
My point is, though. Okay,
I literally saw that narrative somewhere. 600 rounds a minute.
That's
like, were they carrying?
What the fuck kind of gun shoots 600 pounds?
You gonna shoot for a minute?
just like,
how many drums is that?
So you're gonna get some.
Also, you know the AR-15s don't do that.
Yeah, you know that you have to be able to pull the trigger 600 times in a minute. I don't think that. I mean, unless you're like the Flash, who's like, I don't think you can do that. Anyway, point being that you have to pull it. What, you have to pull it like 10 times a second. That's just I don't think you can do that. I don't think you pull the triggers 10 times in a second. I mean, I know there's some people that are fast on the draw, but I mean, wow. Anyway, that's all stupid shit. But the point is that I believe that it was the case that the cops showed up, and what actually happened was they showed up, and this is actually false that they thought the shooting had stopped, because there might not have been actual bullets flying at that moment, but a bunch of people had been shot, and they need to get people in to get rescue crews in to get to those people. But when they initially entered, they were shot at, and they retreated.
It's kind of like your
police. They retreated and waited for the tactical team.
You're responding to a police shooting. I mean, to a school shooting. As police, like, you're supposed to value.
You are supposed to put your life on the line.
You are supposed to go in there and stop kids from dying. Like, you're supposed to be. Like,
and there were parents that were like, "Give me the gun and the vest. I'm going in." And they were tased.
And they were tased.
They were tased.
So.
And I know, yeah, they're all beaners, but still, it doesn't make it right.
I'm not gonna. I don't care about that.
Yeah. In this case, this could be totally irrelevant.
This could be any school. It could be anywhere.
It could be anywhere. And
command structure would have been the same.
It would have. They would have done the same thing. They did the same thing. Same shit happened to Parkland.
You think some fat schlubby white cop gives a fuck about? No, he's just
There's fat schlubby beaner cops. I mean, it's not.
I know, but I'm saying it doesn't matter. I'm like, it'd be the same. Like, he's just waiting for his pension to start, just like everybody else. He's waiting until it's like, shit. How far am I from retirement?
Yeah.
Well, I'll retire at 45 and go like do something else while I get a full payment.
Happened at Parkland. There was a cop that did the same thing.
Same thing.
So
they're coward.
The thing is that their thing, it was like they took fire and retreated.
Protocols. We can't just run in there.
But they can't. Yeah, we got protocols, no, but the thing is, it's not even that. It's that they can't possibly say they thought the shooting was over because they took fire and retreated. So the shooting's not over.
Yeah.
If you took fire and you retreated, the shooting is not over.
Oh, she's not pregnant now. Okay, that's what she usually looks like. Okay. I was going to say, what have you done? Picture your wife.
That's pretty bad.
Oh, God. No. Wait a second. I don't want to think about that.
Yeah, are we going to have like the fourth annual like McNabb baby or?
Yeah,
every year.
It's a new model every year.
Somebody was talking about how somebody had said, "Oh, you're supposed to be spaced 2 or 3 years apart." I'm like, it hasn't been
okay,
out.
Jew. And you're supposed to wait till you're like 38 before you have one, right, Jew?
Yeah,
I would just say, who fucking cares? Like, that's not my problem. But
Sometimes you end up with them spaced closer. It happens.
You know what discussion we need to have in the white nationalist community is like we need to critique other people's decisions about how or action or how other people's families were formed.
There wasn't much decision making involved in that.
That's my point. We need to critique just other people's method of family formation, whatever it might be.
Please don't start that, because now that's going to happen. It probably already does happen. Who am I talking?
No, I'm saying like right now in particular, when we have evidence that the FBI is directly involved in these mass shootings.
When you point
the
out,
the most important thing is to talk about this.
Well, when you point out a pointless argument like that, tell people to stay away from it. You're the one being divisive.
That's fine. I'm willing to. You know what? I'm willing to bear that burden.
I'm not.
God wants you to infight.
Well, I mean, like, again,
I say no. You're the one being divisive. I'm just pointing out your divisiveness. That's anti-fight. No, it's really not.
No, it's just because you don't want to be. Don't want to take responsibility for being.
You're just an asshole. No one likes you.
Yeah, like
fucking up the Discord.
My point is, like, you're fucking up the. You're messing up the. You're messing up solidarity. You're messing up internal cohesion, and you're messing up the discourse that we should be engaging in right now. There's a big juicy fat target for your rhetoric out there, which is that the feds were fucking involved. The feds fucking incited the Buffalo shooting, as we predicted. It's not the time for your seed oil fucking, kookery right now. You get back to that, or do that on your own time. Do that with normies. Get normies in fighting.
It is really funny, though, that they're trying to have this conversation about how these cops were supposed to rush in there and be heroes. I'm like, do you understand how police work? Do you get how cops work in this country?
Yeah,
they're not ever there to do anything to benefit you under any circumstances.
Right. Well, I would bet the thing is, I feel like if there was Jews like these, they would. The thing is, Jews have like TAC teams like on call. Like they have like, I feel like they just have their own tactical teams that they just, like, the tactical team is the first people that show up and they're ready to go in. You know,
I don't know much about how they police their communities. They probably are a little more proactive, I would say.
I think they also, the government police are more proactive when it comes to them. Like, it wouldn't have been, like, apparently, another thing
you're
is,
saying if this had been a synagogue, they would, the SWAT team would just kick the door
It would
down.
Have already been there. They would have been, there would be there. I think they have them on call.
Probably.
Yeah. Like, I think they have them on call where it's the SWAT team are the first people to get there. Now, it is true, I believe, that there were Border Patrol agents. Now, I heard that there were, in fact, Border Patrol that were there. And I think it was the Border Patrol that killed them. And he was. I've seen
that meme.
Could
well,
be
I'm not
wrong.
Really sure.
Just could be wrong about all of it. But I've seen the claim out there from not just like.
I feel like that was an early on unsubstantiated claim that was like.
It wasn't early on unsubstantiated claim.
It's a little late for the Border Patrol now.
But I think it turned out to be somewhat true because at least they had armed people that could respond. I'm not.
Maybe if you'd
I'm
done
not
your job
20 hill.
Years ago, this wouldn't have happened.
Well, I just read a green text.
This is the result of you. Well, it's not the Border Patrol's fault, though, even, because they wanted to do it. It's the fucking government's fault. Federal government's fault.
Let's read this because it's entertaining and take it all with a grain of salt. And I did the thing where I clicked on it, and the actual photo is smaller than the thumbnail.
Yeah, I love when that happens, right?
His mother was and still is a druggy whore. She got knocked up by some John and laid the baby down as an anchor baby in the late aughts. Baby was born premature because she was doing drugs. See, already, like, the timeline, late aughts. He's 18 years old. It had to have been 2004, right?
Yeah, it had to have been early aughts. Whatever. Yeah. I mean, some people.
It would have had to have been 2004.
Right, yes.
For him to be 18. Yeah. Baby was born premature because she was doing drugs. Hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of free medical care after the baby was placed into custody to another illegal woman, his grandmother, mother's mother, and they were given government-subsidized housing in Uvalde. He spent his entire life there going to ESL schools on every government program that exists. And then he joined some spick gang at the age most do, which is around 12. At 14, he was placed in juvie for threatening to shoot, blow up his school. He dropped out of high school at 15. A few days after his 18th birthday, when his grandma mom was about to kick the loser failed gangster ass out of the government subsidized housing, he decided to shoot the bitch in the face. And then for some reason, probably just because it was a block away and he was strung out on multiple different substances, crashed his stolen vehicle into a ditch near the school and decided to go on a rampage. The local security guard did nothing because he was a pussy. The local SWAT team did nothing because they were afraid of getting shot. Only the untrained Border Patrol agents that live in the town, because it's one of the largest hubs of illegal migrants in the country, responded, and they responded poorly because they have no training. That's the end of the green text. And then it says the Border Patrol agents responded because they had kids of their own in that school, and the local authorities were not reacting fast enough. Some of the people who responded to the shooting lived in housing that was only a block away. Now, problem with this is I read that this is quite a ways from the border, so all that stuff might may or may not be true.
Do you need to be that close to the border? I mean,
it could be that they mean like immigration officials. Because the funny thing is, if you go and look at the Border Patrol, there's a lot of fucking beaners on it.
Yeah, yeah, I know that.
Because they're going to actually probably be some of the more active. Like, keep these fucking wetbacks out.
I don't know. How far is it? That's the border right there, right?
Yeah, that's a fair distance. Texas is a big place. That's a fair distance. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to pull up the ladder behind you if you're a Mexican.
Right. But he's looking at the on the map ladder where Uvalde is. Yeah, it's not close. That's it. I would guess that's 100 miles at least. You could probably map it out if you did like directions too and pick one of those
Negras,
places.
Negras.
Yeah. How do I get? Pick that.
See, I'm using chicken swing here. So how do I get the direction?
I have no fucking clue how you did on 66.
Oh, here we go. Directions. I'm sorry, I just never. Uvalde, Texas. That's good. Way back in, so I can't see the name of that border town that I want again. I'll zoom back in even further. Piedras Negras. Was that
like something? Like Blackfeet. Something there's Blackfeet.
Piedras Negras, Coa, Mexico. That's an hour drive, hour 15 minutes, hour 20 minutes. Mm. 61 miles is not very far at all. So somebody was.
So I could buy that there were Border Patrol agents that lived in and around that town. I mean, again, also like that looks like a town where they got one. It's one of those towns where there's like a town on either side.
Now, see, this is the town. Yeah, here you go. Eagle Pass. It's like the Eagle Pass. No passport needed. Just come across.
It to Beaner Pass.
This is the border right here. And so that's just like Piedras Negras, Eagle Pass. Just come on over.
Yeah, pass through.
Okay, this would be over.
The racial demographics. It was funny because they were talking about how it's probably identical diversity
on either side.
Yeah, it's not a very diverse place. It's 75% Mexican.
It's not very diverse.
Well, I'm betting you that Piedras Negras.
It's like, oh, there's got too many Mexicans now.
Piedras Negras.
No, we need more blacks, clearly. More blacks and more Asians.
And Eagle Pass probably have identical demographics. There's probably just family members with people
Isn't
live on either side.
Isn't this where Matthew McConaughey grew up?
Uvalde, yes. Supposedly that's where he's from, yeah.
I wonder what the racial demographics of that place looked like when he was there as a kid.
Yeah, probably pretty white. Well, you can guess what it looked like when you look at that white girl that was killed, and there was a picture. I saw a picture of her dad, who actually looked like a typical Texas white guy, like, you know, sunglasses, 10-gallon hat, like, you know, kind of like a big guy. And at least they interviewed a guy of the same last name of that little girl. McKenna was her last. No, her name was McKenna Elton or something like that. I think it was something like that. Yeah. And they interviewed another guy on the news. Maybe it was her dad, maybe an uncle or something, whose last name was also Elton. And He looked like exactly what you think a guy from Texas looks like, right? And so I'm wondering if that's what it looked like. Those were the type of people that lived there, like a bunch of big, I don't want to say rednecks, just a big bunch of Texas guys with 10-gallon hats walking around, you know, like strutting around. You know, Texas people. But I don't know, you know, if that maybe, how long has it been since it looked like that? Obviously, it did at some point, you know? So, yeah.
How do you even begin critiquing that? Like, who do you even blame?
Well, it's just, I'm just curious about that. But again, it's interesting how I believe the terms of the Border Patrol stuff, I don't know. In that 4chan post, but the rest I believe totally that's exactly what happened. Like,
oh, where did my
and so this is shit. The thing. I mean, yeah. So this the facilitation of all of this, right? This is all facilitated. Ock Nation was talking about. I watched one of his videos last night. He's talking about how like he'd done a video. I want to find the one where he did it. Where he's talking about how he did a thing where he's like he reviewed all the programs that you can get. He's like, you could live. He's like, if you're a nigger, you're a Sun man in Baltimore, you could live the life of somebody that makes a six-figure salary if you just have the agency to go and sign up for every program. He's like, you'll get food, free housing. He's like, and I'm not just talking about ghetto. He's like, you can get a nice apartment and like everything you need, and you'll never have to work. And if you're just a Sun person, just sign up for every program, you could live like you make like a, you know, a upper middle class salary. And so. This idea, yeah. Anyway. And, of course, that happens with the Beaners, too, because this is what they want. I mean, this is white replacement. I mean, this is part of it. This is part of white replacement.
So the hour is going to end momentarily. Okay. Speaking of more white replacement, I have this hilarious Twitter that has four still shots from the new Star Wars show.
There's another new Star Wars
thing? Yeah, the Obi-Wan Kenobi one. Right. Oh. So, okay, there we have the same old thing we're always used to seeing. Desert landscape, and there's Obi-Wan. There's his back.
A darker, sandier Star Wars.
No, this is the same color. The darker, grittier comes in later. Oh, there's a darker, wrinklier Obi-Wan.
Is he playing it?
Yeah, he's playing Obi-Wan.
Kenobi. Okay, in the
what
show.
Else is he gonna
good.
Do?
I don't know.
Good. I'm glad they managed to get him all at right. least.
For some reason, there he is. He's going to fight a Cenobite. I guess we're having a crossover.
The fuck is that?
We're having a crossover with Hellraiser.
It's a bad guy.
The Hellraiser galaxy.
I wonder if that's the good guy.
Well, no.
Maybe someone should subvert expectations. That's the good guy.
No, he's very white. He's too white to be a good guy.
Wait, is this out now?
Yeah, I guess so. There's two episodes now. But are you ready for the final frame?
Yeah.
This is where the 22 hits. Shit, nigga! I heard you was a Jedi, motherfucker!
Oh, God.
We're just going to have a lightsaber fight and shit.
What is that supposed to be, another Jedi?
I don't know. I've never seen the show. I don't plan on watching it.
Why is there like this neon cyberpunk shit going on?
There's like a nigger lady. Like, I don't know. Maybe they're in like the darker, seedier part of Tatooine. Like that's even worse.
Well,
than
I
can
see there being like in theory in one of these little settlements on Tatooine, you could have a seedy bar with like some neon lights, right?
Neon lights.
But they're still. But even so,
are they still playing that same song?
But even so, like
they should do the remix with like the trap beats.
Yeah,
this bit.
They will do like They'll have like the dubstep drop of that, and they'll figure out a way to make that. Like,
you have to have like the triplets on the hi hat.
Yeah. So the thing is, though,
you know what's missing from this kind of science fiction? I was just thinking about
this. A story.
Well,
nigger.
I would add realism to it. I would have niggers right on Tatooine, but they would be doing niggers.
They're just actual
like
niggers.
Yeah, not each other. There'd just be like random violence, and I'd have one of the aliens explaining like, "Oh no, they shoot each other."
You wouldn't have a nigger lady in the uniform of what's obviously some kind of like Star Wars,
some kind of
like,
super ninja, type
some kind of like organized order of like warriors that this woman actually represents. So you wouldn't have a nigger like this. No, it would just be.
It's probably this nigger. I'm going to guess that this nigger is going to impart like Jedi wisdom.
It's going to be the bravest, toughest fighter in the whole show. She's probably going to save Obi-Wan's ass a bunch of times, right? Because Obi-Wan isn't. There's no tension if he's just like an unstoppable Jedi master. He needs a pet negress that's going to come out of the woodwork and save him from the sand people. Like, I mean, Star Wars already has niggers. It's those people. Just use them. Or Jawas. Jawas, like, steal all your shit.
Yeah, but they're too... All those type of races that are too organized to be niggers. Like, they're at least building...
Well, they're just, like, not niggers, because who wants to look at them? Right? It's like, let's create a galaxy with no niggers. We can come up with enough problems without putting niggers in it. Like, oh, there's Lando.
But I'm saying all of those.
Oh, he's the one that betrayed all his friends.
Yeah, that was a funny thing. But all of those.
You could put niggers in it, but they have to be the problem.
Right.
That's how you should treat them. Right. Be realistic about it. They can be a problem.
All of those races, like that race of little characters and those little hoods and stuff.
Jawas.
Like, yeah, they're too resourceful. They were stealing, but they were building. They're way too
race
resourceful.
Of little characters and hoods and stuff, like the clan. Little midget clansmen
running around.
Well, that's the thing. Like, see, niggers would just steal. They would learn to steal the copper pipe and the wire out of the house. But the Jawas, they steal the copper pipe and the
wire.
They work
together and build something.
Yeah,
they repair
their big, like,
I thought they'd just salvage stuff.
I think maybe they'll steal if they have to. But the point is, they're just way too resourceful and constructive to be black.
They don't just take it to the scrapyard and get, like,
to buy heroin.
Weed money for it. Yeah. Or heroin money. Like Bubbles.
Hey, Bubs. Yeah. Even Bubs is way too resourceful to actually be a real nigger.
Well, of course. That's where you stepped out of, like, there was the darker, grittier reality.
When
he stole
the telephone pole, that shit was fucking funny.
The darker, grittier reality of, what was that show called? The Wire.
Yeah.
Like, every time you get to Bubs or the detective that was painting the doll furniture, like, all right, we're back.
Yeah, now we're in fantasy.
Now we're in fantasy high.
Even though Bubs was like
Trailer Park Boys for a second.
Even though he was a heroin addict, he was like ridiculously resourceful for heroin. And like, and there's sort of the, and also remember like the scene where like the little nigger Wallace is talking to the other little nigglets, and he's like
Peanut
Head. He's like you think you can't do you think you can't do math, and then he did like a word problem with like the count of like the, and then the nigger can do math. So
they can do
like,
math when it's
he's
like
see you're smart. And I remember, oh my god, when we used to do the Facebook debating, when Alex and I used to do this, I don't know if you remember this guy, you probably don't. There was this one guy in one of these many chat rooms that we were in. He was like he at least self-identified as a public school teacher, and we would like talk to him and troll him and stuff, and at one point he started doing that bit of like, you say that blacks aren't smart, but these guys he literally did like the gangster blacks that have to do drug deals and stuff have to be like really good at math. I was like, no, first of all you're full of shit. No, they don't. First of all, they're not good at math. Secondly, the type of math that they have to do to be a drug dealer doesn't go beyond simple addition and subtraction. That's it.
I wonder how hard it would
that
be.
That is it.
I wonder how hard it would be to just, like,
so it's
rob
not
them.
Actually, you don't have to do.
Could
you
rob
don't
them by
have
adding
to do,
shit up right? Right, I mean, adding shit up wrong?
It's like in order to sell
this
drugs.
This would be the same. This would be like arguing that cashiers are really good at math.
Right, exactly right. It's like in order to do the work at the checkout counter, you have to be super good at math. No, you don't. It's like you don't have to do like proofs in geometry can you do a geometric proof?
Can you make change? That's basically
change. Do these niggers even know what that is? I mean, the one thing you could say is that the cashier, the machine does it for them, but they still have to count it out. Actually, they don't anymore because the machine literally just spits the change out itself now. You know how they do that?
Yeah,
that's
right.
Yeah. Well,
my other favorite,
not,
my
actually,
other favorite thing in The Wire was when What's-His-Face was like in community college, like doing business school.
Oh, God,
he was trying to explain price elasticity to his fucking minions afterward. Like he got anything useful out of that fucking
class. Implying that even applies when people are just addicts.
It was just... It was the funniest shit in the world.
Yeah, it's like he was doing like the educated nigger bit. He's all like, and when he goes to college, he would wear like khakis and a polo and put on glasses. He'd stop being like, that was where
Idris Elba.
That was where Idris Elba became the white nigger.
Yeah,
that was where he became like the and everybody was like, yeah, my favorite character is like the Idris Elba. He's smart. He understands. He wants to escape the ghetto life and get into real business. It's basically the same kind of thing. You're still just selling products.
Well, then
he's just a good businessman. But because of racism, he has to do heroin sales instead of like these white people that can just sell things on the open market.
Well, then he goes and he gets fucked by like the black politicians and businessmen that he thinks are going to help him get out. It's like they just fuck him. Like,
yeah, but
his downfall is he tries to bribe that state senator who just takes his money. He's like, yeah, nigga. Like his own jeweler is like, you gave him money. He didn't come to me. It's like,
yeah, that's actually funny.
It's like you just bribed that nigger.
You thought you were gonna get what you
guy.
Want,
and he just like the guy just took your money. He's like, because like, what are you gonna do?
What
are you gonna like? You tried to bribe me, and I didn't do anything for you.
Yeah, right. I like how the Jew is. There was actually that really funny admission. The Jew was really one running it all.
The Jew slimy lawyer that was. Oh,
he
my
was
God.
Running it.
That
all
was so
it.
Funny.
Yeah, that was great.
He was an appropriately cast slimy hook nosed. Like balding, fat, short, retard shoes Jew.
And he was perfectly happy for these niggers just to be slaughtering each other as long as he was cashing in on all of it.
And he would just like laugh at their missteps when they would try to do a deal without him holding their hand, because they would, every time they did, they'd get fucked and did something stupid. Oh, God, what a good show. The Barksdales. I love, the other thing they tried to do was like, remember the Barksdales family? Suddenly like his like sister showed up. Was it Avon Barksdale? Like his sister is like, she's some kind of powerful. And she had that. I'm a sister.
Oh,
like,
God. That fucking
self-righous.
Shit.
Like,
sister
I'm,
crap.
I'm smarter than it. It's like, shut the. And they tried to.
And she's like, it's about your family. And yeah,
they
fuck you.
They tried to put this like oldie time, like Hollywood gangster film, like history to their crime. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's not. No, like, that's niggers don't live long
you
enough
don't
for that.
Have
shit.
That.
Niggers do not establish crime family dynasties because they get killed within a year or two.
You go 5 years and then there's a new one.
If five. Tops. Maybe 5 months.
That was
5 days.
That was a couple. I mean, it was
5 hours.
It was more accurate when that skinny nigger towards the end was taking over everything. And
Yeah. No, that would well, the implication. Marlo Stanfield.
I was gonna say Marcellus Wallace.
Yeah, the implication there was like no, the Marlo Stanfield. Yeah, the gang boss turns over every
gang
year.
Churn.
Yeah.
You're just churning.
Churning. You're churning gang lords.
Yeah, there's no honor in it.
Yeah,
that was so funny when they tried to have that. Like,
and the other funny thing was
they tried to have that Godfather shit.
They tried to which just was fake. They also did the bit where, like, Marlo, they're trying to bring him in to, like, officials. He goes to some cocktail party. I think the Jew, like, brings him someplace. Was it the Jew or somebody?
Yeah, to the architect's place. The big builder's
they
place.
They bring him to some, like,
where
political.
Where they're working on the waterfront. This is the big the football.
And they have him have
like,
a
who
suit
gets to
on.
Develop the waterfront.
And they're bringing him to some, like, cocktail party where all the movers and shakers are schmoozing. And then he's just like, I got to go to the bathroom. And he just looks around and he leaves. And he goes and picks a fight with some random nigger on the street just because he wanted to. Because he wanted to.
You wanted to.
Well, that's like the YOLO so shit, right? It's just like, you wanted to.
Yeah, no, right.
But anyway.
Why'd you leave the keys on the table?
You wanted to.
Why'd you punch this nigger in the face?
You wanted to.
Oh, God. So
yeah.
So, since I don't hate product as much as you, but there's nothing good.
I enjoy hating product.
Well, I wanted some product I actually like.
I wish that.
So, last night. I watched. We're doing it. The wife and I.
Episode. Wait, what? Season, that's none of our business.
All right. That don't be crass like that. Season one, episode one, Breaking Bad. Put it on last night. Well, you don't like that?
Problems already crop up right away.
Fun show. A lot of funny.
I don't think I can revisit it.
I already watched it once.
I want to go see if it's as good as I remember. And episode one was as good as I remember. This shit was funny as fuck. $20 says it's a beaner. His first name's Emilio. I'll let you off the hook for a 10. Like, haha, he's Asian. It's good shit. It was funny.
Oh,
as well.
The guy cooking.
The guy that gets caught cooking at the beginning.
But Jesse.
Jesse Pinkman.
Your namesake, Jesse Pinkman, which is a Jewish name.
But he has like the pointiest, acolyniest nose I've ever seen.
Yeah, no, it's clearly it's like. I remember when I used to watch that, because that guy's name is Aaron Paul.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when that show was out, like, Ron Paul's a thing. And I used to always be like, hey, Ron Paul.
Hey, Ron Paul.
Hey, Ron Paul. Hey, AR.
I remember that too.
Yeah, that was. I think a lot of people did that because I was. Oh, hey, Ron Paul. That kid hasn't been in anything either since. Wasn't a bad actor.
I want to say there was a movie he was in that I didn't like.
He probably had another thing, like right afterwards, like capitalizing on like the popularity of the show. But then it's just like, whatever.
Only Bryan Cranston really carried forward.
It's funny when you see Bryan Cranston.
That made him huge. Because I remember when
it's funny when you see him in like bit parts from product older, which he did a lot. Like,
well, they put,
a lot, yeah.
Well, they put him as like the bad guy in a lot of movies after. Like, I think when they rebooted Total Recall, he's the bad guy. Like, they did that 2012.
It's not convincing.
It sucks. And it's like, but it's just because like, well, this is the big bad guy. This is the badass we've got going on. This is the Hollywood leading man right now.
The problem was he's not convincing as that. Like, he was convincing in that role because it was built up over time.
He's convincing as Malcolm's dad. Maybe I'll rewatch that show. Fuck Breaking Bad. Go back even further.
That's right. He was in some dumb sitcom.
You're not the boss of me now, and you're not so big.
But that's like a show from a different time.
Yeah, was it the 90s or the early aughts? I don't remember.
I never watched that show.
They had that crippled nigger best friend.
Oh, God.
Who had to talk like this.
I never saw the show. It was weird.
But that was the only thing. That's where he came from. That's the only thing I knew him from. So him in as like a serious role was kind of a mind fuck.
He was in a lot of like bit parts as like a cop or like something like that
yeah.
in previous shows. But yeah, anyway, whatever.
Anyway, let's take a break here. No one cares. We'll talk about my Republicans when we come back because there's some. My premise about Republicans not being able to answer any questions regarding the gun thing
right now.
No, they
can, but I don't know if it matters. That's my
Well, it's funny. And more of it got, that pile got added to while we were doing hour one.
Oh, yeah?
Somebody like our friend Ron Johnson.
Oh nice. That faggot.
Yeah.
That guy can't answer any questions at all, ever.
He's doing well.
Is he related to Don Johnson?
Maybe.
If he would, he'd be a lot cooler.
Be a lot cooler if you were.
Right, at least have a good wardrobe.
We'll be back in a minute.
Yeah. You are listening to the Daily Shower. As racist and sexist as they can be. We're gonna offend you, isn't it funny? La 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 la.
This is the Merchant Minute. From Al Jazeera, Iraq's parliament has passed a law that makes it a crime to normalize ties with Israel, and violations of the law can be punishable with a death sentence or life imprisonment. Damn, the NJP platform might need to step its game up. These sand niggers are hardcore. The law, titled Criminalizing Normalization and Establishment of Relations with the Zionist Entity, was approved on Thursday with 275 legislators voting in favor of it in Iraq's 329-seat assembly. The parliament said in a statement that the legislation was a true reflection of the will of the people.
Yes, it is.
Huh, maybe this spreading democracy thing wasn't completely bad.
I have a brilliant idea, Shlomo. Let's spread democracy in countries where everyone hates Jews.
Democracy as in Jewish power, or democracy as in subhumans having a say in their government? Because these are two very different things, Moshe.
Iraq's parliament has been unable to convene on any other issue bar the law prohibiting ties with Israel, including electing a new president and forming its own government, which has prolonged a political standoff in the country. Hold up. Really take that in, guys. The Iraqi government can't agree on anything. They can't get their shit together to do anything. Except fuck Israel. Fuck Israel is the one bipartisan issue in Iraq. Fuck. Come home, white man. Iraq has never recognized Israel, and Iraqi citizens and companies cannot visit Israel. The two nations have no diplomatic relations. The law was proposed by influential Shia cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, whose party, which opposes close ties with the United States and Israel, won more seats in the Iraqi parliament in elections last October. The cleric called for Iraqis to take to the streets to celebrate the great achievement of the legislation's passing. Nice. Hundreds later gathered in central Baghdad, chanting anti-Israel slogans. The gathering occurred in Tahrir Square following a tweet by al-Sadr, who urged his followers to offer prayers of thanks and come out on the streets to celebrate. And from the Jerusalem Post, the U.S. requested that Israel allow Berlin to supply Ukraine with Israeli-developed anti-tank missiles. U.S. and Israeli officials told Axios on Wednesday that Israel turned that request down.
Now, wait a minute, Goy. We're facing the prospect of our governing coalition falling apart at the same time as conflict is going to erupt on the streets of Israel. Maybe we might need those weapons. I mean, maybe we don't want to throw munitions, perfectly good munitions, into a black fucking hole, right?
The missiles, which are produced in Germany and would be transferred to Kyiv by the German government, are produced with Israeli technology under an Israeli license, the report explained. According to the license, Israel must approve any transfer of the missiles to a third party, the report added.
Israel must also make shit tons of money off of this license while you goyim do all the real work manufacturing it.
When we take power, I'm going back to my old libertarian position on intellectual property, but only strategically. Which is to say, Jews are not allowed to have intellectual property. Everyone else is. Israel has progressively taken a more pro-Ukraine position amid U.S. pressure since the beginning of the Russia-Ukraine war, while attempting to walk a fine line between upsetting the U.S. or Russian governments. However, Israel has yet to send Ukraine advanced weaponry for their war effort, as many EU member states have.
Amir Eshel,
Director General of the Israeli Ministry of Defense, visited Washington, D.C. 2 weeks ago to meet with U.S. defense officials. U.S. Undersecretary of Defense for Policy Colin Kall met with Eshel and asked Eshel if Israel would give permission to Germany to transfer their Spike anti-tank missiles to Ukraine, according to officials. Eshel denied the request, the report added, explaining that due to concerns there would be Russian casualties from Israeli-made weapons, Israel would only supply Ukraine with non-lethal military equipment. Sounds like they're a little worried about pissing off Russia after their jet had that close call with an S-300. And from Reuters, an annual flag march by Israeli nationalists through Jerusalem's Old City this Sunday could prove to be a dangerous test of the Islamist Hamas group's assertiveness in opposing Israeli actions in the contested city. The march celebrates Israel's capture of the Old City in the 1967 Middle East War and passes through the narrow streets of its Muslim quarter, where you're going to get stabbed with a knife by a righteous Palestinian, inshallah. Legal efforts to ban the event have failed, with supporters arguing that it was a legitimate festival marking an extraordinary moment in Jewish history. For many Palestinians, the parade is a blatant provocation and a violation of one of the few places in the city, increasingly hemmed in by Jewish development and settlement, which retains a strong Arab flavor. Leaders of Hamas, which is seeking to impose new rules over Jerusalem, say they are ready for renewed violence on Sunday if the Israeli government does not keep the march out of Muslim neighborhoods. Let me think. How would I feel if a bunch of Haredi Jews marched down my street, gloating about how they had conquered the land I live in? They can avoid a war and escalation if they stop this mad march, Bassem Naim, a senior Hamas official, told Reuters in Gaza. For Hamas, the march is also a religious affront, given the Old City is home to the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound, the third holiest site in Islam, which Jews also revere as the Temple Mount, a vestige of their faith's two ancient temples. In recent years, Hamas has cast itself as a defender of Muslim Jerusalem. Last year, it fired rockets into Israel minutes after the march kicked off, triggering an 11-day war that killed at least 250 Palestinians and 13 people in Israel. These people are giving me geopolitical blue balls with this shit. Please, fuck up the management of this march so badly that Israel descends into civil war over it. Please. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett on Friday supported the planned route of the march, which is set to enter Damascus Gate and pass through the Muslim quarter, and shrugged off calls from some members of his coalition to avoid sensitive areas. Everything that's gone wrong for this guy in the last year, and he's not even worried about it. His office said the parade, as always, would not go onto the Temple Mount. It added that the situation would be reviewed over the coming 48 hours. Mr. Prime Minister, what do you think of the massive ultra-violence that has erupted on your smelly Jewish streets?
We're looking into it. We're monitoring the situation over the next 48 hours.
For therightstuff.biz, I'm Morakiyu, and this has been The Merchant Minute.
That was fun. Remember the shitlord report?
Yeah.
I do.
Let's just do that.
Yeah.
It'd be funny. I'll make my daughter read it.
So I was looking.
I could probably find a whammon that would do it.
Oh, I'm sure there's whammon everywhere that would do it, yeah.
Oh, there's whammon that would look
like it. Whammon are always down for attention.
Yes.
and reading the shitlord report. I remember like even in those humble times. There was clamoring. There was a bit of a fight.
Yes.
That I took as a joke. I thought was funny, but in actuality, these ladies all wanted to kill each other. Over the shitlord report. And I was like, wait a minute, you guys aren't like joking? Like, I'm like, this isn't a real competition, you know?
You realize this is a dumb skit we
this
do?
This is like...
Oh, you're actually... Wow.
I didn't think of it as like there's status involved.
Well, there's male attention. Involved.
That's what I mean. Is status male?
There's like there's beta farming to be done.
You're a girl. You could just do that. Yeah, but
they chose to do it here.
Right. That's
true. It's like you could do it anywhere, but
they were great though.
It's like I could farm any betas, but I choose these.
That was fun.
Right. Yeah. It was fun. Anyway, whatever.
What was the other one?
Shit, we had some.
Autiste.
Chateau Autiste.
I feel like there was another like.
I really want
suicidal solidarity.
I really wish.
Oh, minutes from Zeke Death Camp.
Yeah.
Welcome.
I would love to get
the still around.
I would love to get Altice Prime back, man.
His work was done, dude.
Yeah, he did as much as he could.
He did everything. He achieved all his goals. This will be like this ninth time that I say, like, oh, maybe I'll just start replaying them all, and then just like,
yeah. You know what? Though there should be some sort of news segment like that.
He was also being pursued by occultists, and he had to bow out because he was being pursued by occultists.
Yeah.
So I'll take his word on that.
We can't have another. We can't have another news segment. Basically, Morikawa. We can't.
Yeah, he's just doing it. Yeah,
we can't let. We can't let somebody else. We can't let people have like enough freedom to like do like news opinion. Because what if they do something we disagree with?
Right, right. Back then, it didn't matter.
Well, they're supposed to just be reporting the news.
Well, no. These are comedy opinion pieces. So there's going to be.
There's always a.
And if somebody has a bad opinion.
Well, whatever.
Then it gets bad.
If they have a bad opinion, then we just infight with them, and then we have a big falling out.
We don't
have big public drama.
We don't control for that because I'm lazy and I don't listen to the bit until we play it on the show.
Well, yeah, but we can trust Meraki.
I know. Like, would you do that with anybody else?
Not even you. Joking.
But I did so many good bits.
It's a joke.
You didn't know about.
It's a joke.
But then again, when I was making bits, my motivator was like, I'm going to make Mike laugh really hard with this.
Okay, that's good. That's flattering to hear. But
that's like what was that one skit we did like for the 100th episode, 200th episode, or maybe it was just the end of the first season when we did the daily
kvetch.
Remember when we used to do seasons? We invented.
We used
that.
To pretend like we did seasons.
Well, just every year we would just change the season.
Yeah,
and then people stole that from us.
We're on season
people
9.
Stole
we're approaching season 9.
Now we just
people stole this whole format, whole podcast format. People stole from us.
Yeah.
Anyway,
what were we just talking about? Do you want to talk about my Republicans, or you
I
want
was,
to talk about
I
your Tucker?
Well, no, it's not Tucker Carlson particularly that I want to talk about. It's because he's just doing.
Let's do Tucker Carlson because I don't know what's going on with that. I'm
Tucker,
just out on it.
From my perspective, what you're telling me, like Tucker is doing a thought leadership.
Yeah.
He is trying to create space to counteract what I said has been going on for the last
couple
of days.
Yeah, oh, he's absolutely doing
in that. Which, I guess we have to do mine to do yours, because I was saying, well, unless we could just, I could just explain.
One
briefly.
Could bleed into the other.
Yeah, because my what I've been seeing on social media and in regular, just where I see these people in their own words, the reports I have is that Republicans, senators, congresspeople, blah, 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 they're all cowering in fear after
right.
the Texas shooting. None of them are even making like the most tacit principled stances about our sacred Second Amendment. They're being offered what are amount to shit test questions because of the decades of mm-hmm. of programming by the shit lib Jewish media. These are just questions that the answers that would clap back and put to rest their concerns about gun violence and yada yada yada. They can't say any. They can't answer any of them. They can't answer any of these questions. And you've got Ted Cruz just like cuts and runs from an interview. You've got all these other people. They're just like they're offering nothing. And you've got Joe Manchin, Mr. Shooting at bills he doesn't like, is not shooting at a gun control bill. He's quoted as saying like these are talks like none I've ever been a part of before. Basically giving the impression that this time it's actually real. We're going to ban your guns. So,
and I'm wondering when I heard you say that, my instinct was to think that Joe Manchin is trying to run. As if I'm going to be the one protecting you from that, because he's always been the history of Joe Manchin is he's always been I will defend your Second Amendment. That's always been the pitch.
I took it almost as like this is the time I'm not going to be able to because I'm seeing Ted Cruz running from a fucking question.
Ted Cruz,
but see, I'm just looking at
a clown.
I'm looking at this. Well, this is the side effect of like okay, you've got a two-party political system that's as stage managed as it can possibly be, and you've completely one of those parties really has barely any backbone for anything. And every time there's an issue, like their job is to stumble over it and get it wrong, but nothing really comes out of it. So I think this is a weakness in the system right here, is like these guys really don't have anything that they're allowed to say. They're not very brave. They just want to be senators and stuff.
Yeah.
So this is like a weakness where it's like they might actually – it looks like they might actually give in on a reform I don't think the state wants to do. I don't think they want to outlaw guns that people currently have in their possession, like you say. So I think they want to continue the weird thing of like you don't actually realize that your gun ownership basically exists. But basically like the guy –
I just wanna tell you how I'm feeling.
teach wokeness and CRT.
That's actually, like...
That's pretty based. But it's like...
So that's a better response than what I was giving. See, I'm saying, I think what happens there is, like, that reporter knew, like, okay, Ron Johnson's going to come into work. Let me...
This fellow in Texas...
Sorry, go ahead.
Let me... Forget about that shit. Who gives a fuck? My point is that funny. What happened is, like, that greaseball reporter knows, like, okay, Ron Johnson gets to work at this hour. When he arrives at work early in the morning, he has not gotten his talking points.
Right.
So he can't say shit. So he has no idea what to say, so we can make him look bad. So he doesn't even say no comment. He's even afraid to say a single word, because when he gets the talking point is after he walks through that set of double doors into whatever office he went into.
I thought the politician was the guy who's supposed to be creating the talking point. What is he doing?
But so the reporters know, like, let's do the ambush interview before he's gotten the rehearsed talking
smart.
Point. And once the talking points are gotten, he's going to spit them out by rote, and he's not going to deviate. And any
you know what's crazy though is if you have actual beliefs. And you have like an actual approach to politics, a genuine approach, then
you can field questions on the fly. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can just answer questions.
Yeah. But you can anticipate the questions too. Like, or you would spend your night anticipating them. So knowing you're in your ambush interview in the morning,
I don't think you could spend your whole night. I mean, these are your libtards.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, you'd be able to react. And after years of doing it, you'd be like,
If you either are allowed to, or you start making the space to be allowed to speak the truth, then it would be easy. But they're not allowed to say certain things, and they're willing to accept that I'm not allowed to say this. Yeah. I'm not allowed to say that America doesn't have a gun violence problem and has a black violence problem.
I don't want
to say that. Like, there's no just to the point where, like, I mean, I saw tweets the other day, like, oh, mass shootings since blah 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 in the year. Oh, they named off all these cities, all these Democrat run cities. I'm just like, that's not the. These are nigger cities.
Well, yeah, but like, that's still also, like,
Detroit,
it's
Chicago,
still a better response than, like, you know.
But it's like, they're still doing it. They're not identifying. Like, the problem is not, like, Democrats. I'm sorry.
Right.
Problem is niggers.
Yeah. But then the question, that's also separate. I would say that there's that issue, and it's not entirely separate, but they could say, well, there was no black people involved in this shooting. Right? Like, this thing, there's no black people here.
Right, but then the clapback to that is, like, how many mass shootings have we had this year?
Right.
How many of them were done? Like, this is just one. This one is special because this one's in the news because it wasn't blacks.
Well, it's also, like, in the news because it's like 19 kids were shot.
It's like a man. Yeah. Generally, when the black mass shootings, because they suck at everything, including shooting, they don't kill anybody. They might wing a few people in the street.
They kill.
They're shot to kill.
Yeah, it's low.
This with me. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. They have a very bad. They're not very accurate shooters. So it's a man bites dog incident when you have a mass shooting that actually has a high kill count per shot, and it's not.
You just
done
know
by
that
blacks.
That's not a black person doing it,
right? So it's kind of like, why? And then you ask the question: how come you don't know about all these other shootings? Why weren't these shootings put on blast all day long on Twitter and on cable news?
Because there's no
political, like, hay to be made from those. This doesn't serve any kind of agenda. Like, blacks doing violence is in the streets of America is actually a thing you want to hide from people, whereas you want to create the meme of white supremacists doing shootings. You want to create the meme of random guns, shooting up schools.
Well,
so there's something to be gained here politically by the
you know what's funny? So
I bowled over Alex, though. I don't know.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's a funny heuristic that if you know there's a high kill count, all that tells you is it wasn't a black.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily tell you it was white.
Any other race.
Doesn't necessarily tell you it was white.
It's not black.
Tells you it's not black. But,
at least, at least the system's consistent, I gotta say.
Well, blacks need a very high
shot. Let me finish my joke. Allow me to complete. At least the system is consistent. With Texas, they want to blame the guns. Just like in Waukesha, they tried to blame the SUV.
Right, yes.
They are consistent.
Yeah, they're consistent about that.
Something about car accidents.
So what's funny is
car crimes.
I was listening to Jez and Warren the other day, and they did this thing where they were looking at polling and what issues are important to people. And they were talking about how, like, white supremacy just doesn't even register. Right. But they were saying, like, so they had, like, top issue is food and gas prices. Second top issue is home prices. Third issue is violent crime. And then the funny thing is, the fourth issue, and they said, but that was a thing, like, only slightly more than half of people said violent crime. So, but then they had, like, a fourth issue, which was gun violence, which had about like 40% or 35 to 40% people said they were deeply concerned about that. Now, the funny thing is those two things are the same thing, but it's just, it's like, this is literally libtards and conservatives, how they, like, these are two poll questions of them answering the same thing, just with different trigger words. So for libtards, they don't like gun violence, right? Because that's how you would phrase it. If you wanted to get libtards to say they have a concern, the concern is gun violence. Mm. When it's conservatives, it's violent crime. But it's the same exact thing. Because you know what I mean?
Oh, hold on. I'm being derelict of my duty.
Just call them niggas. Just call them niggas.
But you see what I'm saying, though? How it's like, how if you ask libtards, are you concerned about violent crime? They would say no, because they'd understand that it's just niggers. That you're asking them to say, are you concerned about niggers? But when you ask them, are you concerned about gun violence? That they can say yes, because it puts the agency elsewhere, et cetera, right? We get all that. But the thing is, I would say that the initial sort of not being able to respond by Republicans, I think that with the videos of these cops not going into the building.
Yeah, they've got an out now.
That now it's over. Like, and the thing is, because of the libtard hatred of cops, like, conservatives are also not doing the dumbass thing they could do. I saw a couple of them try. I saw a few people on Twitter try to do the dumbass thing of just defend the police at any cost. They were just getting smacked down by everybody. So nobody wanted to hear it.
So was Tucker. So Tucker did a segment, is what you're talking about?
I just read this segment from Fox that Tucker did, and it's a long segment. It's probably about 10 minutes if you watch the whole thing. I read it, and he goes down the line, and he disposes of the idea that gun control should ever be a response. He attacks Mitch McConnell for being like on board with it, for immediately just cucking and saying he's on board with it. Then he's like, the first thing we need to do if we want to prevent this is find out what actually happened. And then he goes through the story the cops told, how all of it was false, how all of it that they said that was false has come out later. Like that thing in that green text from 4chan about
there
being
wrong.
A security guard.
There's
no security guard. There's not even now. There's also a term you've probably heard, which is resource officer. Now, those of us that are 90s kids might relate that to like the retard room, the place where they put the place where they just put like blacks when they're chimping out.
Well, yeah.
Is the resource room, right? It's but that's different than the resource officer. The resource officer is literally just an armed cop. And a lot of schools, in reaction to not just school shootings, but also blacks being really violent in school generally, and they do school shootings too, but also just like crazy chimp outs and stuff, they've brought in a resource officer, or sometimes more than one resource officer. So initially, the police themselves made the claim that there was a resource officer at the school that intercepted, engaged the gunman, and was like shot, was incapacitated. Totally false. Never happened. There was no resource officer. And this came out. Now, I don't know if there was ever a resource officer at that school, or if not, but I do know that there was also another fact, which is when the police were not going in, one of the things they were saying is not just they were waiting for, a lot of people are saying they were waiting for backup. That's not it. They were waiting for negotiators. They were waiting for de-escalators. So, partly to blame here, and I'm not taking the blame off like these individual cops and saying they weren't just cowards or whatever they were, but there's also certain protocols that were established. And those protocols were established during the exact, like, get rid of police everywhere, defund cops, and move them away from everything.
How ironic, it was so close to George Floyd Day.
So we
was it on George Floyd Day?
I think it was the day afterwards.
Yeah.
Because
these are the George Floyd police reforms. Was it on Wednesday, the shooting?
Or was it Tuesday? It was Tuesday. It was Tuesday because it happened while we were doing this show.
So on George Floyd Eve.
On George Floyd Eve. There you go.
These fruits
on the eve of George Floydmas.
George Floyd Eve. De-escalation negotiation. And hands-off policing. Designed to keep blacks from having
their education fucked up because they have to see a cop and now they can't focus or something.
Like, I meant police reform at all was supposed to just like prevent police encounters with blacks altogether.
Well, that's sort of one of the things is actually so this was, that's like the unspoken truth.
And so because of, well, yeah, but
some pretty fascinating social fallout from this. So
yeah,
because of the George Floyd race politics. This means a bunch of Hispanic kids get shot to death by some lunatic in Texas. Like,
ultimately,
directly in
now, I mean,
and no one will run in
what
because
we
we're
supposed to know. What we would need to know is
send in someone in to order negotiate. To,
now, in order, know, now, I think that that's a good. That's a good thing. That's a good. It's a good thing to surmise. It's a good assumption. But there's a few facts we could have to establish in order to find out if that's real.
How which far would be, reaching is all of the fallout from this? This
is exactly my question. So my question would be specifically, and this is what I was trying to find out. And if you search like Texas Police Reform School Resource Officers, you will get a just an absolute avalanche of articles about advocacy groups, activists, and lawmakers working together to deal with the issue of like school resource officers, the cops in schools, like triggering niggers in the schools and making them feel bad so they can't concentrate or whatever the fuck the claim is.
What else is interesting? That's a higher priority than preventing school shootings.
Yeah. Yes, that
nigger feel bad in school. Now that's a crisis. We better
there
do
something. There was a point where you didn't have cops in schools.
Right.
School shootings inspired that to happen. That they put an armed cop in schools, whose job is to sit there and be there if a school shooting breaks out. That obstacle, apparently, somewhat possibly even verifying some of what we were arguing about, the obstacle was removed. Or at least the cop was not – there is no armed cop at the school just on duty. Now, I don't know. Mm-hmm. The question would be, was there one at this school before? Was he removed from this school? Was there – what were the protocols that the police followed? Like what instructions are they given to protocols for certain type of incidents? Because I know that part of what would happen is almost universally nationwide for policing – And Tucker doesn't even actually go into this. He kind of hints around the edges of it, but he doesn't actually go into all of this. It seems like maybe he'll do a follow-up and do this or not. I don't know. But the language he was using was very interesting because he put emphasis on the idea that the police said that they were waiting for crisis negotiators. So please, that'd be funny if they said, we're waiting for the crisis actors to show up. Listen, all you parents, you're real parents. You need to get out of here. The crisis actors are coming. We can't film until we have them.
No, we're waiting on the social worker to get here.
Exactly. No, that's like literally what it was. They said this. They said one of the things they were doing was waiting on a crisis negotiator to arrive. And I guarantee you, whatever we might think about these cops and whatever pussies they were, I'm sure they are, that wasn't protocol a couple years ago.
No, it wasn't. Definitely not.
No question. That is a new thing. And I'm not letting them off the hook because the cops should have said, fuck
they
protocol.
Should have said, fuck this.
We're going to go do it because it's an absolute emergency. We have to go in. They should have done that. They didn't. But like, and they wouldn't have got, and the public pressure for them, if they went in and did it heroism, the public pressure for them to not get in trouble for having broken protocol, it would have been, they couldn't have punished them. It would have been impossible to do it, right? So, so there's that. So the funny thing is, it's like, it really is funny. It's funny when I saw this school resource officer debate where apparently people are just direct. Now the thing is people are now going after the cops because it's this big juicy target. And you want to talk about can't answer questions.
Yeah.
Holy shit. These fucking cops cannot answer questions.
Is anybody framing this in the right way? Like you just
Tucker seems to have framed it.
Tucker is putting it on at this.
At this point, everything's on. He's not. He hasn't done that.
Put it at the feet of BLM and the administration and put it in Trump's feet, too.
At the very least. But see, here's the thing. Even putting it on the cops is better than saying we have to do gun control. Right. Like, basically saying, like, if you're not dealing with like the fact that the police here, like, didn't do anything to stop this. In fact, fought parents to not stop it because at the very least, in part. Now, Tucker didn't make that connection. I'm making that connection. Maybe he will. Maybe he won't. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Enough language is included in here to obviously make it that that's what was going on. I mean, at the very end, let me see if I can find it.
Do you want to hear Ron Jones?
Yeah.
Funny.
Okay, so he says
this is good.
Salvador Ramos, he legally bought his two guns, and now we didn't have the paper trail and the record to your point, but do you think that that would require maybe stiffer background checks?
You know, no matter what you do, people fall through the cracks. You can't identify all these problems. You can't arrest somebody for a crime they haven't committed yet. These are difficult issues. But again, the solution lies in stronger families, more supportive communities, I would argue renewed faith. We've lost that. We stopped teaching values in so many of our schools. Now we're teaching wokeness. We're indoctrinating our children with things like CRT, telling, you know, some children they're not equal to others and they're the cause of
which
other
children?
People's problems.
But these exactly. there's a sickness. Long before CRT and wokeness. Right?
I think CRT's been going on under the radar for quite some time as well.
Wokeness
has
not wrong
been.
About that.
Liberal indoctrination has been.
So we got some talking points today. Since he got a little update.
Yeah, well, I think he might even be going like slightly off script there. That's interesting.
Pivot to CRT. That was the talking point.
They're really mad.
That's not... it's not bad, though.
They're like,
I'm actually not against it. Like, it's better than it's better than I was expecting. Because the thing is, he can't even quite... He is actually not... He's kind of getting at something more there, which is like our communities are fucking devastated.
Yeah.
Like, there is no community... Now, obviously, we got to go back to faith or whatever... Sure, but like, how do you do that? How are they devastated? Like, who are the targets of CRT, etc.? Now, I can understand why people would be like, that literally has nothing to do with this, but I argue it doesn't.
When you do that pivot, though, it's going to set off libtards, and they're just going to be hysterical, which is good.
Which is fine.
Hysterical libtards are disempowered.
Which is fine. Right, because what are they going to do? Now, so there's a number of different...
Ron Johnson literally blames Uvalde shooting on CRT and wokeness.
Yeah.
That's okay.
He blamed the shooting on wokeness.
I can't even.
Keep crying, then.
Yeah.
Well, that's like, you were amping up to blame it on white people. He just beat you to the punch.
Basically.
Yeah, no, I hate Ron Johnson. Like, I really hate him, and I want to hate him, but
this
like...
This also just kind of goes to show that this isn't a real country, because rather than address an issue...
No, everyone's just, like, everyone's like owning each other,
for this, like, civil war.
Yeah, it's just like, let's own this guy and own that guy, and no one really gives a shit. But the thing is...
Retweet, I think he should resign! He's not going
to
resign.
Well, that's the other thing. I love it when something bad happens, they call for someone to, like, resign. A, they're never going to resign. Also, what the fuck would that do? Now, I think the whole government should resign.
Yeah.
I think all of them should resign.
The entire thing. It's all their fault.
Yes. I mean, they own this. It's all on them.
Anything they do is just going to make it worse.
Right.
But that's
calling them to resign. It's sort of like the hostile version of thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a more... It's like... It's not just thoughts and prayers. It's also like thoughts, prayers, and resign.
I pray you resign.
But it's also almost... all. It's also kind of like, let me get the exactly like immediate political result I want. Like, I want a Democrat in power instead of a Republican. Resign!
I mean, does anyone else seem to have noticed the fact that anytime there's any crisis whatsoever in this country, this becomes political ammunition?
Of course. Everybody has noticed it. But nobody can do a good faith approach. Right. And the thing is, everyone has noticed that. But what they do when they notice that is they say, like, look, it's political ammunition. I'm the only one not doing it. Right. And even we do it. But the thing is, for us,
like, my political ammunition is more sophisticated than yours.
Well, the thing is, for us though, it's like we don't have power. We're here, like, we have to suffer under this, and we've just understood better than others what is going on, and we're just trying to help other people. Like, listen, like, the typical shit you're rehearsed to do, you're trained to do by the TV here, is literally there so you can spin your wheels. It's not actually anything.
So, have you seen this bit that these shooters were in the same Discord?
I am going to seriously...
Has that been... I mean...
I'm just going to press X until there's absolute evidence.
Yeah, I don't want to jump on that, but that would be kind of interesting.
It would be interesting.
If there's just a Fed man Discord, and this is what they do, is they just groom school shooters all day.
Yeah.
See, I don't even know. I don't see... Every time somebody posts that... I don't see a link or a source.
Yeah, they're just saying it. Yeah. I mean, look, again.
I mean, the most recent one I just read, it was like, if it's really true that both these recent shooters were in the same Discord chat, it makes me think a lot about how quickly people were willing to blame the chance and whatever. That's actually not an issue, but.
It could be, it could very much be that people just misunderstand the.
Like, what do you mean perhaps Discord should be the target? The FBI should be the target of scrutiny, whoever you are, Twitter account.
Well,
my thing here is that
it could very well be that that's just a misreading of the idea that both of these people had contact with the FBI prior to. And they're assuming, yeah.
This is in the right place. Shooters Discord servers.
That'd be funny. There's literally like potential school shooter Discord server here. If you are thinking of shooting a school, this is a Discord server for you.
Yes.
But I'll be perfectly fine.
Our staff will help you.
We will find the regional the regional chat with the FBI agent who will advise you on weapons and armaments and tactics. We're here for you.
This is a week old article from New Yorker. You're gonna have to fucking mop this up now. The online spaces that enable mass shooters. Like, well,
look,
last two are both in the same one with the same fucking FBI agent. What is that gonna mean?
Well,
so can we have a conversation?
I'm seriously
about
pressing
why we
X on
shut
that.
Shut down Discord now. Discord needs to go.
I'm happy for them to shut down Discord. First of all, shut
they
it down.
They should just get rid of Discord.
Just
fuck
get rid
Discord.
Of it. Go. It's gone. Just shut it down. I'm fine with
it. I'm hereby calling for the resignation of Discord.
Yeah, I am perfectly happy, but again, just for my own reasons. Because I hate Discord. Because I have a personal grudge against them. I would like them to get shut down. Just it's fine. If you get caught up in the crossfire on this, fine. Go ahead. That's all you. Go ahead. Shut it down. But then people be like, Mike, if they can shut down them, they'll shut down you too. And it's like, yeah, okay, fair enough. But
we're about to shut down as you can get.
It's like, yeah, implying that that's not happened already. But so to get back to what this thing, so Tucker Carlson says, he's kind of collating all of the evidence about what happened in this thing into like one thing where he's saying, here's what the police said, here's what's really happening. So it says, here's a little exchange. So he says, so the point is not to point fingers or blame people. Nobody wants a school shooting. Everyone's heart is broken, but authorities are not allowed to lie to us in the aftermath.
Wow.
Even federal officers are not allowed to take an event like this, ignore the facts, and use it to take our rights away. So what are the facts? At 11:28 a.m., the shooter crashed his truck outside. He then pulled a gun and began shooting indiscriminately at two people at a funeral home. That confirms what witness Carranza said. He also shot at the school building. During that time, as you'd expect, people were calling the police. 12 minutes later, at 11:40 a.m., the shooter went inside the building. How did that happen? Then 4 minutes after that, the police finally went inside the building. So in all, there was a 16-minute gap until the police showed up and responded. So why did that take so long? That's a fair question. In fact, it's critical. He says, even at the Parkland shooting where police staged outside, students were being murdered while police didn't go inside for 11 minutes. But in this case, it was 16. And then they've got some dialogue with reporters. So the second shooting starts anywhere at any time. Things get very confusing. They used to call it fog of war, blah, blah, blah. It says, but on the big questions, it's very obvious immediately. Was there a school resource officer exchange fire with the gunman? That's not something you'd imagine that either happened or it didn't, and you would know right away if it happened or it didn't. It didn't happen. But they said it did happen. That's a lie. Police said that officers went inside the school for 4 minutes after the suspect, but then they were treated outside the school, and then police did not re-enter the school for another hour. During that time, they say they were waiting for backup, including for multiple crisis negotiators. And he's got video of somebody saying that. Or a video of a reporter talking to Brett Baer and reporting that that's what he's heard from the people that were outside, that that's what the cops told them.
I wonder if Brett Baer would eat my garbage. Proceed.
Brett Baer is used to eating garbage all fucking day. Mm-hmm. I'll just say that.
Usually he kind of spews it.
He eats it and then spews it back out. But anyway. But in this case, like, I mean, you can find this link or whatever. But yeah, so they've got this reporter. So basically, the thing is, apparently what happened here is the cops lied and they said there was already a cop stationed. Not true. And the funny thing is, why would they even lie about it? And why would it even enter their mind that that would be something to lie about? Possibly because maybe at one point there was a school resource officer and under political pressure, they removed that resource officer. But it would look really bad to have to admit that we bowed to Black Lives Matter pressure, we bowed to political pressure, and we removed the cop that typically would have been at this school for political reasons, so he's not there. They don't want to admit to that. And then it's like, why didn't your cops just immediately enter the building to try and just take this guy out? And they're like, well, we were waiting for Christ. I mean, imagine the cops sitting up there and standing up there in the press conference and telling people, we didn't enter because the protocol demands that we wait for a crisis negotiator in a situation like this. Like, people would have fucking lynched him. You know, it's like the level of fucking just like the people would have exploded in rage at that hearing, right? So this is on some level like that the connection needs to be made to Black Lives Matter and the rioting across mm-hmm. the country and the kneeling that happened. Now, it doesn't take heat off of these individual cops, but it would be really interesting. Because again, I'm saying any decent person should disregard, if those are your orders, you have to disregard your orders, right? And you have to. But were those the orders? I mean, if they were literally just obeying protocol, why is that the fucking protocol? Well, that's the protocol because there's a whole fucking slew of rules that have been introduced since the Black Lives Matter to basically, as you said, make sure that police black encounters just don't happen. That they just don't even happen. So, I think that's an unexplored angle. I mean, Tucker may or may not go further into that. I don't know. But the fact that he kind of meticulously goes through all the things they lied about and then all the things that are true. And this is now enough of a thing where I don't think the gun control thing is even really being talked about. And even libtards are jumping on this. Because they also hate the police, but it's kind of funny because, like, this is the kind of shit you wanted to happen. Or you said you wanted to happen because you were going along with the current thing. This was the result, and now this is what you get. And not letting any of those cops off the hook.
Like that for a while, as far as, so on one hand, you want to do more gun control, but on the other hand, you also want to just not police anymore. Get rid of police and just what is it? Criminal justice reform? You can't have both these things at the same time.
No.
The other thing they're doing is they're crying about, I guess, what is that company called? David or Daniels or something? The manufacturer of the weapon? The really expensive AR?
Daniel Defense.
Yeah. Like, they're complaining that Daniel Defense got PPP money.
Okay.
Like, so? they got PPP loans during COVID. I don't know. It's just like, that's the outrage. Oh my God. It's like, yeah, they're an American company.
Is it like Book of Daniel Defense?
Yeah, right. Speaking of something like that, it's like, well, what about all those little fake, like, Jewish, like, one man LLCs that got PPP money? You care about those?
Daniel Defense one of those?
Well, Daniel Defense is an actual company that manufactures firearms. I'm talking about the little LLCs that, like, you know, I opened an LLC last year. LOL.
Oh, God. I can't afford my.
To I'm going to get $1,000 for PPP. Yeah. It's just like. It was literally.
Yeah,
it was,
they're crying and kvetching too because there was a Daniel Defense ad and there's like a kid or something holding an AR-15.
Okay,
like a small child.
That's a kid that won't get shot, right?
Oh,
that's Jeff Jarrett.
They'll be doing the shoot.
Maybe not. Well, that's what they want to
do. That's your choice in America. You either be the school shooter or you be the victim.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, it's like the thing is, it's sort of like.
They're using a Bible verse here. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So that was in their little advert with the kid holding an AR-15.
So what?
And libtards are losing their shit over it.
What if you get rid of the advertising where I get the fake phone calls on my phone all day long?
Yeah.
That's a real menace to our society. Wow,
that is a nice AR-15. I like that.
What about the advertisements that have like gay niggers that have AIDS but they're okay because they take this AIDS drug that you should get because AIDS is fine.
What about during, those like, advertisements
during the football game on Thanksgiving Day?
What about when you're driving down the highway and there's a prep billboard with just like a dude's package?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
I've seen that.
Yeah, I've seen that.
I think that's on Route 80 somewhere.
Yeah, it's like a big pink billboard big with like dick. A dude. It's like a dude, it's like the underwear is on, but there's this bulging package. It's like, be ready when you're ready. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is this?
You know, maybe if Daniel Day-Lewis arms, whatever, what is it called?
Daniel Day-Lewis Defense?
Daniel Day-Lewis Defense.
Please defend me from this overacting.
Maybe if they were doing this, like the commercial where you're like running into the school, like...
Well, Daniel Day-Lewis is like dressed graders. Like Hawkeye from like Last of the Mohicans running into school with like that crazy weird weapon, and they like anyway.
He's like taking out the resource officer.
So
when the de-escalators arrive, be prepared.
You got to do it like that. When the de-escalators arrive, I will shoot you.
I look at photos of this. These are the survivors of the massacre, and I can't feel any empathy because this looks like for another country.
Yes. I mean, intellectually, I can say this is a sad thing, but it's not
I don't deserve it,
but
it.
It's not
it's
like...
Not, I don't feel that these are fellow citizens.
Well, wait. Hold on. Have you
for
guys...
For me, it's that they're so fat. It's not even that they're Mexican.
Okay.
It's like, I can't feel bad for this bitch at all.
All right, enough. My point is...
None of these people are white.
Have you seen the picture of the two white girls that did get killed? That hits you. That'll hit you.
No, I don't want to see that.
Probably, but...
I've seen them.
These people are not white. These are...
Yeah. No, and yeah, I understand. It's just you're oh whoops. Looks like Alex is about to say something way too based and yeah. Skype is like enough there.
Oh, he's back.
Okay.
You're back, Alex.
There is a thunderstorm that's about to hit though.
Yes. There's about to be a lot of water outside.
God knows, because you're broadcasting wireless from your house, right?
There's about to be a thunderstorm here too. I can feel it in
there's
the
water,
air.
There's water outside.
It's the same storm.
Yeah, it's one giant thunderstorm over the East Coast.
That took me out of my train of thought.
Well, if you don't want your house, it's not like
a look at this. You know, I want to see these people exterminated or die or suffer. I just don't feel any connection. Right,
but you will if you look at that little white girl. I'm telling you, if you look at that little white girl, McKenna Elton, I think was her name. I'm telling you, your heart's going to break. Don't do it if you don't want your heart to break. This is one of the
problems if you're in a multi-ethnic society is people are just generally not going to be able to feel empathy for each other the way that they should.
Right. They're not. And that's another thing is that like a lot of people...
No, the empathy for children is just another political football. I've seen this all over the place ever since the whole like, guns have more rights than women's. It's like, well, historically it's been legal for women's to kill babies. It's not legal for someone to go into a school and shoot children, right? It's illegal. This guy is the equivalent of a coat hanger.
Well,
right. Like, I see that a lot. Like, whenever there's a mass shooting and they want to conflate it with like abortion rights, it's like, well, it's like, no. I want it to be consistent in that, like, killing babies in a classroom or inside of your selfish belly is also like both of those things illegal and punishable by death. But they act like the school shooting is like the school shooting is just like you're just allowed to just go to a school and just shoot at kids. It's fine.
Yeah. I feel like you can do that. That argument though is also like that's a setup argument for everybody to have.
It's to try to because again it's because they can't win on any. But I'm all like, they can win on is like emotional blackmail, and the Republicans. I mean, thank God for.
Well,
the,
they want to be blackmailed. You don't have to be. That's the thing. Yeah. There's actually a very easy way out of that emotional blackmail. The answers to these questions are not hard. So why? And even like Ron Johnson's response is like actually kind of dumb. Like it's funny because they're like, oh, he's saying, first of all, he's saying like we need more prayer or something like that, or we can't be teaching CRT or something. It's almost like he's just sort of playing like buzzword bingo with things he knows that he's supposed to use to excite the audience. And it's sort of politically a good move in that it's deflecting. But I would say there's a deeper seated thing and all of those things are part of it. But Republicans can't ever address the fact, and they won't, and they don't want to, because that's not their job, of ultimately, I mean, the very fact he won't even identify who the targets of CRT are. Like, why wouldn't you just say, Ron Johnson, white children, CRT is teaching white children that they're not as good as other children. Why wouldn't you just say that? Because that's what it's actually doing. No, it's just some children. Well, what type? Why can't you say that? The fact that you can't say that is part of the problem here. So the fact is, we don't have a society. We don't have a society. One of the symptoms of that is the fact that white children get attacked in schools. Well, if there was a white country, white children would not be getting attacked in schools. So this wouldn't even be an issue. And any number of other issues would also not be there. So for white people, the solution to this is we need to be allowed to establish spaces over which we have our own sovereignty, of which we can create our own institutions for ourselves, create, manage, and run our own institutions for ourselves. We don't have to worry about, whether people are going to run in and shoot up schools, whether people are so alienated and distanced and nihilistic and crazy from all the crap that's filled their head. And it's not just like CRT. It's like all the Jewish shit that fills people's heads, turns them into these nihilistic monsters.
Yep.
That have no connection to other people and will just go
commit mass
murder.
I guess that's the one
thing
that CRT did that was somewhat productive is it gave these people like a thing to point out that is representative of all that, even though they can't say all that. Like CRT,
right.
Like
well, CRT is the escape route, though, for the fact they were going to start pointing it out, and the Republicans had to get in front of them and give them a talking
point.
But they
still have to. But they still have to use it, and they have to use it.
They
in
have
place
to talk about it. Yeah, they can't not.
It's
do
like
it.
Globalist.
Well, if the Republicans didn't come out with anti-CRT activism, like Democrats that fall for this stupid shit, they fall for the other side of the Finkel thing. Think that like Republicans are creating these memes? No. The meme, what they're doing is like they're coming up with a meme that's gayer and stupider than what's really going on in order to get out in front of it so that the activism and the anger behind it, the white rage behind it, gets filtered into something dumb and that goes nowhere, right? Like that's the job of Republicans. So it's sort of like, you know, Warren used the allegory last night. It's like Democrats, libtards, like bought in libtards are so stupid that they don't get that there's like a Tyrannosaurus Rex behind like a glass cage, like in Jurassic Park or something. And they start attacking the glass cage thinking they're attacking the dinosaur, but they're not. It's like, no, what you're doing is letting it out. Like when you attack Republicans, you're letting it out. Right. And there's certainly Jews understand this, but you know, at some point some Jews don't understand it. You know, I don't know. The other thing I would say is this, it's like people could be like, all right, Mike, so what's the diagnosis? Why is all this shit happening? I don't actually know. I can't give you a perfect example, exact like A to B to C, like reasoned, like actual chain of events that led directly to this particular mass shooting or any particular mass shooting these days. I mean, it's certainly something that's worth looking into and interesting to talk about and think about, but I can't necessarily tell you. What I can tell you is this shit didn't used to happen. When it didn't happen, the country was much wider and more cohesive, and Jews didn't have much power. We now have a falling apart country with no social cohesion. We have antisocial, asocial, weird, sexual, degenerate propaganda being broadcast to everybody all the time. We have anti-white racial propaganda being broadcast to everybody all the time. We have communities that are made up of multi-different, all kinds of different crazy racial groups that don't have any sense of community with each other. We have absolute Jewish power. We have all of these things. Well, and along with that, we have the occasional psycho that goes and murders 20 kids on top of a constant drumbeat of just daily violence day in and day out.
That's just a function of the general decline in mental health, which is a result of this crazy, multi-ethnic, extremely exploitative American society. Right. Like the suicide rate adjusted for age has increased 30% over the last 20 years.
Dude.
You've got people identifying as trannies. You've got an epidemic of depression and self-harm and all these other things.
Dude, I was looking at some stats yesterday, and it was libtards were putting them out, and they were trying to do like some kind of indictment of like white America, but it just failed. But the stats were very revealing. Like relative to other developed countries, people between the ages of 18 and 20 are something like significantly more likely to be shot to death in America than in countries with relative income and development levels, which they mean like Europe and things like that, right? People under the age of 18 are like several times more likely to experience violence, several times more likely to be shot and die. Like the level of violence that the average American encounters is so much higher. It is like third world levels. Like that's the thing. Like when it comes to things, like we talked about this before, and they talk about like things like the peace index, right? Which is an imperfect index, but it's measuring something. America like clusters with Africa, with African countries in terms of that, and then you have like European countries, and then like certain Asian countries, like Japan, then South Korea, and then Europe, and then like America is like off the scale away from those countries in terms of like the amount of violence that people here experience daily, and it's not just blacks. I mean, certainly overwhelmingly so, but like whites get it too, to the extent that they are adjacent to these type of communities, and they are, and they are increasingly adjacent to them because we are chased down. White communities are chased down, and this shit is forcibly inserted into our communities, and then people start becoming victims.
Well, I guess the other thing too is you can have a lot of crime in regions that contain blacks. That's one thing. It's sort of localized, right? But then you move out of those regions, and occasionally you just get a mass shooter. You get a school shooter. You get a spree shooter.
Right. You get an alienated freak that just decides to do nihilism, right? And, like, yeah. So Why are so many nihilists being churned out? I mean, it literally is. There is no society here.
It's that crazy Marilyn Manson.
Because, you know, I don't think that these beaners alone, like these beaners in their own beaner society, would they be churning out like psychotic psychos that want to shoot a bunch of beaners? I don't think so.
It's surprising any of this works. Like the entertainment industry can't even come up with a good, like, shocking rock star to turn kids the wrong way anymore. What's left?
Do you remember the boomer shooter?
Huh?
The boomer shooter.
Yeah, Vegas.
Everybody forgot about that guy.
Yeah, Vegas. Yeah.
What was his, like, edgy rock star? Travis Tritt?
Who knows?
We don't
know. Nobody knows.
Who did he like?
Well, they're not telling us.
Oh, he shot at conservatives, so he liked Neil Diamond or something.
He was shooting at people at a country music festival.
Yeah.
So we don't know. He liked
Steely Dan.
Probably.
That's what radicalized him. That's the music.
Well, he had an Asian wife.
We have the most diverse mass shooters of anywhere on earth.
Yeah, the thing is, they want to say like white supremacy.
Full representation.
But in reality, that's what's funny. It's like they want to say white supremacy, right? That's driving this. Bullshit. In reality, when a mass shooting happens now, it's like, okay, what weird niche fucking racial grievance is this going to be? Like the Taiwan thing, right? Like the China-Taiwan thing, right? Okay, where the fuck did that come from? You're going to get esoteric grievances between races you didn't know existed that shit's going to pop up. Like African tribes that hate each other are going to, in the streets of Minneapolis, going to be hacking each other to death with machetes, and you're not even like, what the hell is this crap? Shit happens.
Somebody made a great joke in the comments earlier this week. They were talking about Player Unknown's Battlegrounds, which is a pretty popular PvP game.
PUBG? Just
Ethnicity Unknown's Battlegrounds. It's America.
Race. Instead of PUBG, it's RUBG. Race Unknown Battleground. You got to write that down. RUBG.
Was it
Race Unknown Battleground?
Rub G,
yeah, because they call it PUBG instead.
Yeah, like PUBG.
That's what
Player Unknown's Battleground.
Do you guys like PUBG. This meme? It's me, Ukrainian flag profile. Anyway, here's the worst take you've ever seen.
That's good shit.
That's really good. Transcendent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Haven't these people just had their brains fried between COVID and Ukraine and then now shootings and stuff?
I think that's the idea.
So yesterday...
I think the current thing just can't update fast enough anymore.
I mentioned this on Mike and Warren last night. I'm going to say it again. That Pun said something hilarious in a chat yesterday or 2 days ago. Yesterday. Yes, yesterday. In that people were talking about Ukraine. And they were talking about all the retarded reporting, like the Yahoo News style, like just lunatic, like Ukraine is totally winning. Russians are shitting their pants. Russia shitted pants and like ran away, right?
Shitted pants, tank on fire.
Right. Like, shitted pants outside town. Russia shitted pants outside town, right? Like that's like basically Yahoo News, right? And it's fully retarded. Like Russia is actually on the cusp of probably winning quite soon or decisive win, at least in the eastern half of the country quite soon.
In a setback for Russia.
In a setback for Russia, they've won eastern Ukraine. Now they have to deal with it. Like that's how all the narratives were. Well, you didn't think when you decided to take all this territory, now you have to run it. But you didn't think that.
That reminds me of a certain Middle Eastern country.
Yeah. Well, that's actually really applies Iraq? To America. It's like, oh, wait. Like, America actually was caught off guard
In the old days of arguing that online, there was one like fairly principled like shitlib from Canada. He was very much against the thing, but once he had, he was like, well, I can't be against it now. You did it.
You broke it. You bought it.
You broke it. You bought it. That's what he said.
Yeah, no, it's, I mean, that's very true.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah. You can't complain when they do things like it's illegal to talk to Israel. And I fully support that. I wish it was legal here. We should emulate Iraq. Let's pass that bill. It's totally
maybe
illegal.
Maybe Iraq can invade us.
I mean, literally.
Regime change. We would welcome you as
liberators. Now, we do say, now they went a step further of saying, like, we'll execute you for doing it. We can't really put that kind of stuff in our platform, but we do have the fact that it is treason. We will consider it treason to talk to Israel and stuff. But anyway, what Pun said then, because people were like, why are they lying like this? What are they getting out of it? And somebody had said, that he had, his wife was talking about how at her normie job, like the normie whammons were just like arrogantly reciting MSM back and forth to each other about Ukraine and stuff and how Russia was losing and Russia shitted pants outside town and all this crap, right? And that his wife was just like facepalming, just like letting this go on, just like couldn't believe these stupid whammons. And so she comes home and talks about it and they were talking about like what happens when like this, it all falls apart and it's all proven false. And everyone was like, the consensus was they're just going to move on and not even think about it. And his point was like, and the funny thing is like the Ukraine thing is for Americans, like pretty unimportant, right?
Yeah.
So that's going to be an easy one.
It's only important in the sense of the punishments that our own government has unleashed upon us.
Right.
To stop. We'll stop Russia by charging you $5 a gallon for gas, right. Americans.
Yeah. Well, don't get me wrong. Like, it's globally, geopolitically, it's a very important conflict. But in terms of, like, the average American's concerns, it's not very high if it registers at all. In fact, most people don't give any fucks anymore. And the average normie certainly, like, once they're done being entertained, reciting shit. But what he said was funny. He said, like, well, in America, everything you're told, every narrative you're given is false. So it's like you are quite used to, as an American, how used to are you the fact that there are these official narratives that are coming down to you, and every single day of your life, they are proven false before your eyes in a myriad of ways. So I'm like, does Americans' brains just have scar tissue over the cognitive dissonance receptor part of the brain? Are they just caked over with scarring that it just doesn't even matter anymore?
I believe
like,
they call that smooth brain.
Yeah, it's like, it's like Americans
That's a good question, though, because my mother-in-law is now, she has now accepted the idea that the vaccines just don't really work. And this was a person who was all about this shit, like, I don't know, a few months ago.
Right, because it's not being drummed into her head anymore. But I would say, like, well, you know what else doesn't work? School desegregation. I'm serious. You know what else doesn't work? Like civil rights.
Yeah,
that doesn't work.
That's been.
Everything that you think you believe is wrong.
Every single official narrative is false. Every single.
I got the big one that doesn't work. Winning World War II.
That didn't work. That is like, that was a fail.
That doesn't work at all.
Yeah, I mean, you see, that's another one you're gonna have a problem with.
You look at the historical record. Bears out perfectly.
Well, winning World War II.
We got about, I think, 10 years of really amazing prosperity out of that, and then it was just all downhill from there.
Yeah, and that's what that caused the baby boom, too. Boom. And from there, it was like...
So you got about 10 years, and within 10 years, shit was already starting to deteriorate.
Right. Because Jews win. Jews won. Because the thing is, it's like the idea of winning World War II was a victory for America. Really? Well, look at America now. Look at America. Yeah. Look at America.
Look how much we've won.
Pre-World War II, look at America today.
Mm-hmm.
Does America, it look like a country that won?
I picture America as like on The Price is Right, and it's like they've come into the game, they've won, and it's like we're gonna unveil like what the prize is, and they're just like waiting for what's his face be like a new car, but then I open it and it's like
Minneapolis on fire.
Like, it's a mass shooter,
George Floyd mural.
I was gonna say like barbecue grillware, but okay, we'll go with like just that works too.
No, I was just gonna go. It's just like a new George Floyd mural.
Yeah.
So, oh. Wait, what?
You're not getting a new car today, America.
Right.
You've won.
You're getting black kids in your kid's school.
You've won the global superpower. Yeah.
Yeah. You're getting school integration.
You're getting mulatto grandchildren.
Yeah, right, that would be the best one because you'd have the boomer playing The Price is Right, like waiting, hoping to get a new. Hell, they'd be happy with like a dining set or a grill. I mean, it's not what they wanted. It's not the new car. It's not the new house. But hey, it's something. It's a useful item, right? Like you got to give them something that
you're getting. Like, you're getting arrested for that firearm that was legal last year.
Yeah. You're getting FBI agents inciting mass shootings online. No, it's literally like if you're expecting a car and you got a grill, it's like, you still got a grill. It's still useful. It has to be something totally the opposite of that. Right. Like you're getting, I don't know. You're getting just like.
You're getting shot.
You're getting shot.
Like they open the thing and it's like SEAL team.
It's like a nigger just like shoots you. Like boom. Like there you go. You're dead.
It can't be a nigger. Someone actually hits you.
Oof. Well, he gets to shoot because again, the niggers will kill, but they need a lot more shots do it. Like
that's the problem. Like you open the door, the nigger's going to shoot you. He murders like 12 members of the audience. You've run away.
Right. Right.
Because that's better because America's kind of sloppy. It's not as mechanical or mechanistic.
What was funny it was like what was the final count on like the July 4th weekend last year with Black? Like, it was actually ultimately 230 dead, but there was like thousands and thousands shot.
This is Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, it's kicking off.
We're not going to be here Monday. By the way, I don't even want to hear it. No crying.
Well, we're not going to be here.
It's Memorial Day.
Did we do it on this show or did I do it on Strike and Mike? The stuff about the warnings that they were given, about the monkeypox. I think we did that in this show.
Yeah,
how they were talking about Memorial Day weekend typically kicks off like the Pride season. Monkeypox. You're getting faggots.
At 5.
What's happening?
Do we start counting the shootings then at 5 o'clock?
I guess. I mean, it's not like it's
sundown Friday.
Oh, it sounds like a Jewish thing. It's like it's sundown.
Might as well do it that way.
It's not like they have a job they get off of at 5 p.m. and like
right.
You know? I'd say just Friday. Friday is the day it starts. Today it starts like, today.
Maybe
the
they
job
wake
is the shooting.
Maybe they wake up at 5 and that's when you start shooting.
Typically it starts whenever like the block parties and barbecues start. Like whenever the sun people start gathering. Whenever the sun men. Whenever they get to there.
Is Ark Nation going to do a stream?
Their sun parties.
Just watch the fucking death toll roll in.
He should. His streams are like. Is he still like.
Why watch football? We should televise this shit.
Like, I like Ark Nation, but he still is like black. So there's still stuff that he just too lazy or just low agency. He just doesn't do it. Like, you know, like it's he's basically good at just like looking at local news reports and laughing at them. Like, that's the best thing he does. Like, I saw one where he did this. They got this segment on DC News where they put this woke mulatto, and he's just last like year. Talks all this shit. And Ark Nation just like rips him apart. It's pretty good.
They had 9 shootings in New York last Memorial Day.
Yeah, 9. That's it.
That's it.
That 9 doesn't even sound like that many.
Is it 9 deaths or 9 shootings?
More than people, 30 people tragic. Oh man, Miami's where it really pops off.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you got more heat. You got more sun.
The heat brings out the wild in the dindu.
Yeah.
Chicago saw its least violent Memorial Day weekend. This is last year's.
Wow.
3 people killed, 34 wounded.
That's it. But the July 4th is the real one, though. Because
because they're kind of intoxicated, they're even less accurate than usual. I don't know.
Well, the reason July 4th is why a lot of them get shot is because
the heat brings out the wild in the dindu.
Because for blacks, fireworks are just shooting guns. Like they don't shoot. They literally did just shoot their guns in the air, and sometimes they're like, well, why not just shoot them at each other too?
Ebola Alley.
It used to be that people assumed that blacks
the
did
whole
this
country
bit.
Is Ebola Alley.
It's monkeypox alley now.
I remember when people used to do the thing of like the reason July 4th is such a big weekend for shooting is because blacks like use the fireworks as cover for the gunfire.
Yeah, I remember that,
but I'm like, the problem with that is the police don't ever come towards the gunfire anyway, so that doesn't even matter anymore. Additionally,
maybe it's to sneak up on your
victim.
Isn't
there a great
like maybe like
additionally, I think if they're just excited by all the loud
maybe
noises,
the guy that you want to shoot,
get more active.
The guy you want to shoot is like at a fireworks display. So he's not going to hear all the rounds you pop off when you miss. So there's a better chance you'll get those extra couple shots in to actually get them.
I feel like that's giving too much credit. I think what it really is
but it's furthering the inaccurate shooting joke.
It
which is not
that's
a joke.
True.
So.
But I like to further the blacks are like they get just excited. They're excitable people. So
yeah, the noises are like I want
to
add.
I like
the
idea that like there's a lot of noise going on. Let's just go out and join it.
I want to make noise too.
I also want to make.
Well, no, they just assume they're being shot at.
Who the fuck was this? I think it could also be all of these things together.
That's,
it doesn't have to be just one.
We don't have to pick one.
No, they don't realize it's July 4th.
I think they do. I know that much.
No, I don't think they do. I think most of them have no fucking idea what day of the week it is or what time it is.
Will this be the year that like Juneteenth becomes a bloodbath? It's like we only just established Juneteenth.
Oh, Juneteenth was a bloodbath last year.
Oh, was it about?
Oh, yeah,
I didn't hear anything about it.
No, it definitely was. Because they had barbecues and shit, and you know what happens.
I just didn't hear anything
once
about
it. Once they start having
year.
Block parties figured, and barbecues, you know shit.
I figured maybe it needed a few years for the
holiday to ramp up to be
an event.
All you need is a sun party.
Okay.
You don't need any buildup. You just need a lot of sun people in one area, and then you get the violence. That's it. And so Juneteenth brought sun people together, and of course,
you would think the first
this happens.
You figure the first Juneteenth, they'd be suspicious. Like, is this just a trap for Whitey to catch us shooting each other?
No, because Whitey doesn't catch them.
Let's wait till July 4th.
Whitey does not catch them.
That's true.
But I'll tell you this. They do know it's July 4th because I've lived in the city, and I've lived in actually neighborhoods that were probably stupidly close to black and Puerto Rican neighborhoods. Those people, like, even when they're not shooting each other, they are just constant fireworks. Like, they love it. They're just constantly shooting them off everywhere, explosions all over the street. There's like the firework debris like blowing through the street. Like they
just,
love
it's
it.
Just
they're
like
all
wild
about
noises,
it.
Man. These are like orcs.
But how do they know what day to do it?
Where do they get the fireworks from?
That's easy.
They just steal it?
You can get fireworks. You go to Chinatown. Steal them from chinks.
Yeah, they steal them from the Chinese.
Yeah.
Imagine
I was reading this article. This is related to all this. It's called America Needs Anti-Racialism.
Oh, boy.
And it has this piece, this paragraph in here. It's very pertinent to this conversation, which is especially true in the intensifying debate over crime and disorder, in which a multi-ethnic coalition of anti-racists calling for decarceration on the grounds of mass incarceration disproportionately burdens black Americans finds itself arrayed against a multi-ethnic coalition of anti-racialists demanding reinvestment in policing because all citizens, regardless of color, deserve to be safe from criminal violence. The article is kind of interesting. It is positioning this idea that there's more of a push towards the older Star Trek style utopianism of just being anti-racialist. Like, why does race matter, bro?
Because
why
I'm white.
Race into this?
Well, because
it matters because I'm white.
Well, I think that's interesting. Yeah, that's true. But I think that's interesting because what they're saying is that the libtard racialism, which is just anti-whiteness,
yeah,
is really toxic. And it's not only toxic to whites, it's also toxic to like beaners. And
does that article call out anti-whiteness, or are they just...
They're not going to say that that's what it really
is. No, they're not going
to. Yeah, because if they're doing the line in there like incarceration that touches... It's like, how about black crime disproportionately touches its white victims?
Well,
like, fuck off.
Yes, and so what they're sort of saying is like the anti thing racializes, it has to racialize blacks by saying like these blacks are these victims of the system. They're never going to talk about it racializing whites.
They're victims of the system.
If anything, what this article is doing is it's playing footsies with like this conservative naivety
saying like that's the direction
we're going to do the anti-racialism thing, and we're just all going to be a multi-ethnic coalition now of people who just want to have strong values and stuff.
Why should white people ever give up racial autonomy into go into an anti-racial like multicultural? It's like, how about no? How about we're better than all you?
Well, eventually
we don't need to do that.
That calculation will be made.
That's what I'm making it now. It's like there is no reason to give up your racial sovereignty, your racial autonomy, to try to coexist with like Mexicans and Asians, like against, even if it's against blacks.
Right.
It's
well,
like,
the thing is,
there's no reason. Like, we don't need to go through like this individualism.
Well, the question is this: would you choose that given the actual choice? The only reason that people do that is because they think, given the demographic situation that's played out in America, won't means that now that these people are here, we have to deal with them. Right. Like, but if you had the all white society like we once did, or the 85% white society where blacks were segregated, if you had that, would you then say, I don't like this? What I want is the Star Trek multiracial utopianism, right? Because the funny thing is, that pitch was made. Now, people actually didn't believe it and didn't want it, but it was made, and that's ultimately what they decided to do under the guise of doing that. Then the bait and switch happened. We're like, oh no, actually, this is about hating you, whitey. Now,
now that we're
30 years deep on that project, is now just anti-white, right?
Yeah, now it's called.
And so
now we're doing equity.
Can't get fooled again.
Equity is taken from you and given to.
But it's also because the thing is, though, even that system, though, that they're talking about this anti-racial, like anti-racial, everyone's equal and deserves the same rights or crap like that. In a white society, which we had, given a choice, people wouldn't have chosen to give up the white society in favor of that. They wouldn't have. They never would have.
Faced.
And so, like, there's no reason to do it now. The only reason to do it now is because you just think that, well, we're locked in. We're locked in here with these people, so let's make the best of it. I remember some of the times when I would speak to some guys that were alt-light type people, like Proud Boy types, or like some of those it was actually the one time I ever spoke to Kyle Chapman, who I have not spoken to this guy in like 5 years, nor do I particularly.
Stickman?
Yes. This was the argument he made to me. This was the argument he made to me. Was he said, Mike, like, I used to be like you and think like you guys. I've since changed, and now my point is that what we need, since we can't get rid of all these people, what I want to do is recruit a certain number of like blacks and beaners to actually be like patriotic Americans, and that way we can at least keep some semblance of value. Now, and thing is, I understood why he was. I disagreed with him, but at least he had a plan.
You painted yourself into a corner where that is your only option.
Right. Or you think
to do the anti-racialism thing and to be like, all right, well, we're going to have all these minority groups living together. Nobody's going to have a clear majority. The only way forward to have a functioning country is people are going to have to drop race-based grievance politics and just do
patriotism.
How about
deracialized patriotism?
What if regardless of how many white people there are, you have the majority of power? Because you're white.
Sure.
You're more capable than the other races.
Yes, of course.
Well, I see. We just have a realistic position, which is that you're just going to have a collapse. Like, you're not going to be able to get...
Our position is that's simply not going to work for any number of reasons. Like, we don't need...
will not work.
And also, like, it's also, like, it. And the other thing is, like, it in and of itself is a cope. And even the people that, like, Chapman acknowledged this. He was like, yes, it is. But, like, we don't... There's just no... He's like, there's actually not a better option.
I don't think we had cope yet back then.
But whatever, you know
we
what I mean.
Cope in like 2020.
But whatever the equivalent word at the time was, my point was like that's a fallback or that's like a concession. Or his point was literally like it's not ideal, but it's the best we. He was trying to be a realist. He was like, "You're an idealist. I'm a realist. The best we can do is try and get a certain number of these beaners to be patriots." And that's the best we do. But I'm like, yeah, but Kyle,
that
as it turned
that
out, what happened though? But the funny thing is, what actually happened in reality? What happened in reality is he pitched deracialized patriotism and the only people he brought in were white. Because the other thing is, in the system that we have, other groups don't have the only people that actually have a reason to do that at all are white people. The deracialized patriotism angle, believe me, but like the deracialized patriotism is actually only appealing to whites, and the reason it's appealing to whites is because it gives them a hope of a decent society where they can advocate for it without getting in trouble for being racist. It's fear-based. Mm. It's a fear-based position. But if you're a non-white, what fucking reason do you have to sign up for that? Because you get to have racialized anti-whiteness
pity?
Where you get privileges. What
like,
are you? Why are you going to do that?
Like pity for white folk? Yeah. I feel bad.
The one reason would be I could see like certain... types of non-white, non-blacks being like, we don't want these niggers around. Maybe this is the route to getting nigger enforcement. But we don't know. You know?
All right. Time to go. You guys ready for Memorial Day?
Thank God. Three days without working.
3 days of like
massive
thunderstorms?
I'm probably going to be on the political cesspool tomorrow night.
Oh, that's cool.
The weather here is going to be pretty good.
Screw you.
I think that there's only a very small chance of gunfire in this region.
Well, if there's gunfire, it might just be those rednecks and they're just going to be shooting it like tin cans.
That's what forecasts need. Heavy gunfire this evening. Right. Occasional mass shooting.
But I'm saying if I was sitting in your house, Alex, and we heard gunfire, I would be like, oh, I'm assuming the trailer park people are shooting at cans.
No, just assume. I would just assume somebody's having target practice.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's a completely different connotation down here. Yeah. You hear gunfire, and like, gosh, somebody's shooting tin cans.
There you go. Someone's shooting at Tannerite.
Yeah.
Someone put a 10-pound ball of Tannerite over there. Oh.
Oh, boy. That's a lot of Tannerite.
I know. We've seen the results.
All right.
Well, rocks are hitting your roof.
Memorial Day, everyone. I hope you survive.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll be fine. Stay out of Discord.
Stay out of Blackistan. Stay out of Sun Cities. Watch out for the Sun Men.
Always give your best. Never get discouraged. Never be petty. Always remember. Others may hate. Those who hate you don't hate unless you hate them. Then you destroy yourself.